much about. You gotta put it in perspective.
Nobody will sit on something this big. I'll sit on it.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
The Central African Republic is located in Central Africa.
Really?
Yeah.
Take two.
And in a quadrennial tradition, I now remind you that the Central African Republic is a republic located in Central Africa.
Thank you for that.
I said that back in 92 as a joke, and apparently people thought I was serious.
You want to run that by me again?
The Central African Republic is made up of more than 80 ethnic groups, and they each have their own language, which I'm guessing makes subtitles of the movies a major undertaking.
And now, exciting story.
Our feature presentation.
See, because every single Olympics, he's got something on the Central African Republic.
He can't leave it alone. Bob cannot leave the Central African Republic alone. It's his favorite for some reason.
He's wacky.
What's he going to do if they change their name? Then he's going to be out. He probably won't even do the show anymore.
He'll stop. He won't even host the Olympics. It's not worth it.
Take the heart out of it.
He's still got Bongo or whatever that guy dude was.
Gabon, yeah.
Still got him.
It is Monday, ladies and gentlemen. That's bad news, right? That's sad. No one likes that.
What?
No one likes Monday. Monday's not good. Yeah.
That's fine.
I don't mind it.
Really? You're equally excited when you wake up on Monday as you are when you wake up on Saturday or Sunday?
No.
No, of course not. But
well, that's all I'm saying.
I don't despise it.
News.
I don't hate it.
It's no good. I'm against it.
All right.
I don't know what noted. I don't know what you want us to do about it. But.
I want you to stop it. Here's a man who's in the news to get us started on an all new Kevin and Bean show. He has become quite controversial. He is a minister named Todd Bentley, and let me tell you a little bit about Tom, and then I'll tell you what he's up to right now. He's originally from Canada, though he's now based. He's got a church in Lakeland, Florida, because of course all crazy people have to live in Florida, right? It's called the Lakeland Revival, and he has some. Well, he's got an interesting past. He's a former Hell's Angels member, former drug addict, been to prison. At 15, he was convicted of sexually assaulting a 7-year-old.
Oh,
but he put all that behind him because now he's a man of God. In 2009, he left his wife for a church intern with whom he had an affair. So that happened. In 2011, he told audiences that he had a hand in bringing 33 people back from the dead. He's one of these guys who does like the Benny Hinn's, where he puts his hands on you and you fall down, and then the Holy Spirit fills you in and fills you up and heals you.
Right.
He's one of those guys.
Right.
But he does it a little bit differently because he is a huge wrestling fan, so he does wrestling moves on you.
What?
He kicks you in the face.
Hits you with a chair?
He essentially hits you in a chair, yeah. In one interview, the man claims that the Holy Spirit told him to kick an ill elderly woman in the face with his biker boot.
What?
Just as my boot made contact with her nose, she fell under the power of God. In another video segment...
Is he positive that she didn't fall under his boot?
Yes, right. In another video segment, the preacher claimed he cured a man of both cancer and a broken sternum by socking him in the chest. There's another video of him knocking a old Chinese man to the ground so hard that he lost teeth.
All right.
Wow.
How does somebody get in that line when you see the guy ahead of you getting knocked to the ground and losing teeth, by the way?
Yeah, I think if I'm next, I go, you know what? I head back to my seat and watch from there.
I'm going to keep this cancer.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's just crazy. So there's a lot of controversy right now because he's getting ready to tour Britain. And there is a great deal of outrage and people demanding that he either be banned from entering the country or banned from having his performances where he's speaking. You know, they've got all these experts on who are saying, no, that's not how it works. And he's like, look, you can't, you know, nobody can understand God's mysterious ways. This is just how he works through me. But people believe this stuff, you guys.
Yeah, they do.
People sign up and say, yeah, if that's what it takes, kick me in the groin, if that's what it takes, if I'll feel better. You know what I mean?
I'm guessing fewer people would would believe that, though. I mean, I don't think there's a lot of people out there lining up to get kicked in the nuts.
But he's playing venues of thousands of people, though.
Maybe people like to see other people kicked in the nuts.
Oh, maybe that's what it is.
Maybe yeah.
I would go to watch that. Sure. I went Saturday night to UFC. Kind of the same thing.
You saw people get kicked in everywhere but the nuts, right? Mm-hmm. I'm concerned by Todd Bentley's method, says a British physician. I would urge people to keep away from him. Members of Parliament even went so far as to request the man be banned from the UK. His visit could do nothing but harm here. So we'll see if they end up going that far. But he is he's an odd duck, that dude.
He's
the best.
I can't
believe no one sued him yet.
Why would you sue him? He's healing you, Lisa.
I don't know. You might not expect to have your teeth knocked out or whatever did.
But now the back, the part of your body that was bothering you doesn't bother you anymore because your teeth hurt so much more.
Oh, that's true.
That's the answer.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
No.
Try again.
Well, that's a problem.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Wow. How disappointing was that question?
Well. We have tickets for you to see Green Day.
Wow. Oh, wow. Really?
How about that?
Where is this Echoplex that I'm hearing about?
Echoplex is...
Yeah, where is it?
If you go that way...
right.
And then you hang a left, and then you end up over by Silver Lake.
Okay.
That's all I know. Over.
Those
by
are all the directions I need.
That's
I'll be there.
That's all I have. We also have TMZ's Harvey Levin.
Okay.
We have Keeping Up with the Kardashians. LaQuisha will give us a highlight.
Excellent.
We have Anell Rivers. Now, I was not aware that he's our Secretary of African American Affairs.
Yes, he is. That's correct. Yes.
He's the Secretary? Is that the top position? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just like in the President's cabin. There's, you know, when anything is going on in African American Affairs, he's the guy we go to for clarification and a ruling. So he's going to talk about some of the recent race-related controversies having to do with the Olympics.
And did you know that in Italy, it's against the law now to say that a man has no balls? Against the law.
No. How often does that come up?
Must a lot.
I mean, for real has no balls or just you're saying he's...
You're just saying he's wimpy. He's whatever.
No, it's illegal.
Yes. It's too much of an insult. They cannot abide it.
Wow.
So you can say he's a coward or he's spineless. Mm-hmm. You just can't say he has no balls.
No. If you say he has no balls, that's taking it too far.
Oh, my God.
So thank God their government has solved all other problems so that they can get down to this one. So that's coming up as well. We will take a quick break and come back with the Showbiz Beat next. You are listening to the world famous K-Rock.
Wait for the banjo to end.
Blinka, 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 blinka.
Is that your favorite part?
Blinka. It's the best part. Not a big banjo fan.
Oh,
why
know
is Florence so awesome, by the way?
Unanswerable question. I don't know.
Okay.
She just is. It is the world famous K-Rock. It is 5:53.
It could be a ukulele or a mandolin.
I'm not a fan of that whole group.
I stand corrected.
The whole family.
You don't like the hillbilly string family?
No. I don't like the hillbilly strings. I don't need that in my life.
Some at the Troop, by the way. Amazing, the hillbilly strings.
Rob, it's your time for our first look at the Showbiz Beat here on a Monday Kevin and Bean Show.
It is Monday. That means we take a look at the top 10 box office films of the big weekend. And third weekend in a row, The Dark Knight Rises still staying on top the box office champion list. $36.4 million made it number one this weekend.
That is strong.
That puts the total for the film over $350 million. The weekend's two new movies, Total Recall and Diary of a Wimpy Kid, their sequel, came in a distant second and third. Total Recall making $26 million. Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Dog Days, made $14.7 million, but that was good enough to make it two and three. As I mentioned, Ice Age 4, Continental Drift was fourth. The Watch was fifth. Ted came in at number six this weekend with an additional $5.5 million. I'm happy to announce and congratulate my family of Ted creators. Ted just broke the $200 million mark.
Wow, that's awesome.
I helped. I went this weekend.
Oh, that's very nice of you, Lisa.
You're welcome.
Step Up Revolution was seventh. The Amazing Spider-Man was eighth. Brave and Magic Mike rounding out your top ten. At the box
Lisa,
office.
Lisa, did you jump up out of your seat when Ralph came on the screen
and go, I know
that dude.
I work with that guy. It was awesome.
Did you leave right after my scene?
No,
that's what I've been recommending to people.
There's
not much to see after you see me.
People are mostly going to see you.
Mostly, yes. Natalie Portman and Benjamin Millepied.
I love her so much.
Natalie Portman is pretty spectacular. She got married over the weekend.
He's not right for her.
He's a pretty cool dude, actually. He, of course, was her choreographer for Black Swan. That's where the two met. They got married in Big Sur, California, in a Jewish ceremony that took place in the dark. They waited for sundown. And they have a baby, of course, about a year ago. Little Aleph.
I'm sorry?
Aleph.
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 Is that a French thing?
No, it's a Hebrew thing, I believe.
Ah.
That's where Aleph comes from.
Congratulations to Mitt Romney. He is just racking up the celebrity endorsements. I mentioned last week that porn star Jenna Jameson vocally came out during the anniversary of the Gold Club strip bar in San Francisco that she was a supporter of Mitt Romney's because she said, "I am rich." And when you're rich, you want a Republican in the White House.
All right, so that swayed me to Romney. Now, who do we have today?
Because well, today's another Romney endorsement.
Another one.
Yeah, happened on Friday after our show. Clint Eastwood stepped up and endorsed Mitt Romney.
Wow.
The country needs a boost. That's what he said. So he said he is going to be voting for Mitt Romney. This was at a fundraiser held for Mitt Romney in Sun Valley, Idaho. And Romney thanked Eastwood after he got off the podium. You know how he said thank you?
No.
He just made my day.
That's what he said?
That's what he said out loud.
You should
to people.
Have taken it back right
That's
then.
What I would have done if I was Clint Eastwood.
Yes.
Well, you can forget about it now, punk.
Wow.
He should have said. He just made my day because he said that line in that movie 40 years ago.
A long time ago.
Isn't that nuts? While we're talking about Jenna Jameson and Mitt Romney, by the way, people said, oh, it's ironic that a porn star would support a Republican because Republicans are notoriously anti-porn.
Right.
Always going on their crusades to clean up porn. Fascinating study came out over the weekend. Credit card data shows that Republican states, the red states,
mm-hmm.
are by far the biggest consumers of porn in America.
Yay! What a shock.
The top consumer of porn. What state do you think would be the top consumer of porn?
Say Utah.
Utah, number one.
Really?
No.
Are you serious?
Yes. Utah.
Because it's so
the number one consumer of porn on the internet.
So impressed?
Yeah. With the credit card data shows that Utah
wow.
is the number one consumer of porn as states in the
How about that? They go and act like they're not interested.
8 of the top 10 pornography-consuming states gave all their electoral votes to John McCain in the last presidential election. 6 of the lowest consumers of porn favored Barack Obama. 6 of the 10 lowest. So the Republicans can say publicly they don't like the porn, but apparently, you know, Republican on the streets, pervert in the sheets. That's what we're saying. More going on with the breakup of Twilight stars Kristen Stewart and Robert Pattinson.
Are they both still alive, Ralph? Because I'm very worried.
They are both sadly still alive, oh, yes, Kevin. Bad. But now that they are no longer living in their home that they shared, Kristen Stewart has been staying with a producer friend of hers named Giovanni Agnelli. Or Agnelli, I guess it is. He is a producer, a friend of hers. Friend, in quotes. And now, according to Radar Online, Robert Pattinson thinks she is cheating on him with that dude, too.
But they're not together.
I know. But, you know, they've had talks. They're seeing what they're going to do with their relationship. Meanwhile, he says, you're going over and staying at this dude's house.
Yeah, maybe that decision's already been made.
Being
and
a
just
tramp buyer. So he's a little concerned. Turns out she's banging a lot of guys who are Pats. Maybe you should just accept that. Maybe
I haven't made up my mind yet. Well, yeah. I'm having sex with a lot of people. So.
All right, while you think about it, I'm going to be banging a lot of dudes. Get back to me when you have a conclusion. And Amanda Bynes, she's just a hot mess.
Oh, yeah.
Over the weekend, report of another accident featuring Amanda Bynes. A woman here in Los Angeles claimed her Toyota Corolla was rear-ended by a black BMW driven by Amanda Bynes. When she got out of the car, she tried to push the Corolla's bumper back on.
That's how it's fixed, usually, right?
I believe it's not. I think you need one or more tools than just your hands in order to reapply a bumper on an automobile.
But if anybody could do it with their hands, it's Amanda Bynes.
Probably.
Because she's so tall and not strong.
Then she refused to exchange information with the driver and just took off. It was a hit and run, basically.
What?
Yeah.
First you show your face, and then you take off?
The woman told TMZ.com she recognized Amanda because she looks like a hot mess. Well, wow. You don't have to insult the woman. The cops apparently are looking to talk to Amanda now about the whole incident.
That's bizarre.
She was awfully sweaty in her last mugshot, I know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she is. She's looking rough. And while we're talking about cops, this story creeps me out. Ellen Page, diminutive, little adorable Ellen Page.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She is asking the Los Angeles Police Department for help in helping find the person who is sending her multiple death threats over her Twitter account.
Oh, that's not good.
No. You won't believe what her crime is, according to this person. First of all, the tweet reads, I'm going to murder Ellen Page. She's dead. Another tweet from the same account. Ellen Page, if you continue to date Alexander Skarsgård, I will kill you in public in the next year.
Oh, I see.
In a club, at a game, in a restaurant, or when you're signing autographs. Apparently, this same person also has made several threatening phone calls, so the LAPD has sent a search warrant to Twitter asking for information about the accounts. So,
it's all about Skarsgård.
It's all about Skarsgård.
Don't kill Ellen Page. She's so cute.
She is so cute. She's adorable.
It seems harmless.
Apparently, Skarsgård's got some serious fans.
I guess so.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Travis McCoy of Gym Class Heroes is 31 years old today. Josh Schwartz, writer and producer who gave us The O.C. and Gossip Girl. Oh, I love Gossip Girl. 36 years old today. Actress Melissa George. Oh, I loved her on Alias. She was great.
With her duck face?
She doesn't have a duck face.
She has a duck face.
No, if anything, she has a bunny face. She looks like a little rabbit. She's adorable.
With duck lips.
Oh, stop it. Guy who likes Scarfaces and the Fat Drummers, and he's telling me.
Oh, she's adorable. I love Melissa Jordan.
Not when you say she has a duck face.
She has a duck face.
That's not a term of endearment you say to someone that you think is adorable.
Doesn't seem like it.
No.
What's she doing now, by the way, Ralph? Where's she been?
None of your business. Leave her alone. She's 36 years old today. Soleil Moon Frye is also 36. Jason O'Mara from Life on Mars and from that dinosaur show, Terra Nova. Remember on Fox?
Sure.
I like him a lot. He can't seem to catch a break, but he's a good actor. 40 years old today. Also 40 is Ginger Spice. Jerry Halliwell celebrates her 40th birthday.
That?
M. Night Shyamalan is 42. And Randy DeBarge, one of the lesser of the DeBarges, in my opinion. Still a DeBarge, which makes him important and cool. But of all the DeBarges, Randy is sort of, you know.
I don't see the important and cool part of the DeBarge family.
Randy DeBarge was the Randy Jackson of the DeBarges.
Oh, wow.
That's what I think.
That's rough.
He's 54 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Funny man Jay Moore on the way next hour. More Green Day tickets for you. And Ralph Garman with the showbiz beat in just a few minutes, too. Plus the controversy over Serena Williams and her crip walk at the Olympics over the weekend. This is a bizarre story. This would not have happened in America, where we seem to protect free speech to the nth degree. Mm-hmm. But in Italy, a couple of cousins are feuding, Lisa, and one cousin says to the other cousin, hey, you got no balls. And the other cousin takes him to court and wins, because apparently he's saying that somebody has no balls. That's just going too far. That's just that's one step over the line is what that is.
It's a very machismo country,
they
isn't
took it?
It
to the courts, and the courts ruled. Italy's highest court ruled. You can tell a guy he's ugly or he's got an ugly girlfriend. Do not say he has no balls. That is over the line.
Wow.
How crazy is that?
We wanted to find out more about this story, so we asked producer Dave if he could line up somebody from it. And I believe we have the attorney. Is this right? Vittorio D'Angelo from Italy. You are the attorney in this case we are discussing, sir.
I'm not the attorney in the case. I'm the one who brought the case.
Oh, you brought the case.
Oh, you brought the case. I'm sorry. A lot of Italian names in the story. I couldn't keep them all straight, sir. So you're the one who your cousin said.
I am a lawyer, but I had to bring in the case of myself.
I see.
Okay. So your cousin said that you have no balls, and that was just too offensive for you.
My cousin, Alberto.
Yes.
Uh-huh. He said to me, in a courtroom, with the people around who can hear, say, you got no balls.
Right.
I say, I'm going to sue you. And I did. And now the judges say, I'm a winner.
How did they even hear that case? That's so stupid.
What do you say?
Why would they even consider your lawsuit?
What's the matter, you?
Well, I'm just saying.
You got no respect?
Well, no, it's
what
not.
Do you think you do? Why are you looking so sad? Is it not so bad? It's a nicer place. Shut up, your face.
Okay, but is it on the list of offensive things that a person can say to another person, isn't you have no balls pretty mild?
No, it's not, because look, it talks about your lack of virility, saying you got to know balls, you got to know what makes you a man.
Right.
Uh-huh. You got to know the essence of a man inside of you because you got to know balls.
Right.
It says that you're a weak character.
Right,
but you have no determination.
Uh-huh.
You have no competence.
But has
you have
it
no coherence. You have no balls, it says.
Has it occurred to you that just because he says it doesn't make it real?
But how people to know? What am I going to do every time I go to courtroom? Bring out my balls?
Prove it.
Do I have to drop on my pants and say, look at my giant balls? Look at how much I have of balls. He's wrong. I got less of balls. I got 8 or 9 of balls in there.
What? Well, probably not that many. But, Vittorio, wasn't there part of you who thought, yes, my feelings are hurt, but this is family. He's my cousin. I love him. I'm not going to take this to court and embarrass the whole family.
No, first of all, I know I love him.
You don't love him.
Alberto's a dick.
Okay.
Oh, he is. Right.
That's okay to say.
Yeah, because he is. It's a proven. It's a fact.
Okay.
It's a science.
It's science, okay?
His head's even shaped like that. But he says it in a courtroom where I work.
Right.
I am a lawyer in a courtroom.
Right.
Now, let's say you're going to choose a lawyer. Say, oh, I can have it. This lawyer, I can have it. That lawyer, which lawyer am I going to take? Oh, this lawyer got no balls? I don't want a lawyer who got no balls. He asked me professionally whether that slanderous statement, and so I take him at the court. Listen, I could have taken the matters into my own hands.
Yeah, well, that's true.
The Italians are known for settling things in a unique kind of way.
That's true, yes.
I could have put a horse ahead in his bed.
Yeah, that's no good.
No, not me. I'm a man of the law.
Yeah.
I go into a courtroom. I say, hey, judge, what do you got for me? Take a look at this case. What do you think? And the judge says to me, Vittorio, you are right. Alberto's a dick.
Well, I don't know that the judge said that.
No, that's
but...
it. Read the court reporter.
He ruled that your cousin's a dick?
Goes, Vittorio wins the case, and you're a dick, Alberto.
Wow. Now, as an attorney, what do you think fair compensation would be from your cousin? How much do you hope the judge awards you for this insult?
He say I got no balls.
Right.
That's what he said to me.
It seems pretty silly, though.
Stop saying that, first of all.
Okay, it was devastating.
Shut up, you face!
How much money?
He says to me, I got no balls.
Right.
So I think, what's that the worst? I might say you got no balls.
Nothing.
About a dollar?
No, I don't want his money.
No.
I want his balls.
What?
Oh.
I'm going to take his balls.
But do you...
And I'm going to bread them. And I'm going to roll in a Parmesan cheese. And I'm going to fry them up in a little gravy. And it's a Sunday dinner. It's Alberto's balls for everybody.
Boom! 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. And this is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:38. Keep listening every hour this morning. We're giving you tickets to a special Green Day show that happens tonight at the Echoplex.
How about that?
So you can buy the tickets at 10 a.m. I'm sure there's not very many of them available, or you can win them every hour here on the world-famous K-Rock.
All right.
Kevin, you watch much Olympics over the weekend?
I watched some.
How'd your Holly Mangold do? Have we seen her yet? Has she done her weightlifting yet?
Holly Mangold, who is my favorite weightlifter. Yeah, in that category. I don't really have a lot. I think she came in 10th out of 14.
Oh, that's so sad. What's she going to do?
Are we worried about her?
She beat three people.
I'm worried about
her. That's all I know.
Well, there was, the United States, I mean, I don't want to get all USA, USA on us, but the United States is just ruling these Olympics. And I don't know, maybe our impression is being shaped by what NBC is choosing to air and how they edit it and whatnot, but it just seems like we're just cleaning up. And I couldn't have been happier for Gabby Douglas, for instance. I mean, I just am in love with this chick. I just think she's so awesome. And she, of course, won the all-around in the gymnastics. But have you seen all the controversy that has been going on around her?
I haven't seen a lot of it, no.
There's been two controversies about Gabby Douglas, who has already signed a multi-million-dollar deal with Corn Flakes. She's on the next box and stuff. But before we talked about it, I thought we might bring in Annell Rivers, who is, of course, our Secretary of African-American Affairs here on The Kevin DeBean Show, and token blacklister number one of The Kevin DeBean Show since back in the day. Hi, Annell. How are you?
Good morning. How are you folks doing?
Doing great. Thanks so much for joining us. Hey,
that was a very white good morning. How are you guys doing?
Was.
Monday, man. I got to pay the rent. You know,
good morning.
I got to get in character, man. You know what I'm
saying? Hello, gentlemen.
Annell is wild on the weekend, but then he puts the suit on Monday morning.
Yeah.
Gabby Douglas, huge deal, her being the first African-American ever to win this gymnast all-around. And you probably don't even care about gymnastics until now, right?
Oh, incorrect, sir. Incorrect.
Oh, really?
Oh, come on now. You got to remember, I'm old school, man. So, you know, back in my day, it was all about Dominique Dawes. You know what I'm saying? Baby girls are fine.
Okay.
So you know how it is, man. You know, a little half-naked black girls flipping around. How could I not watch that? They're like strippers with superpowers. You know what I'm saying?
That are 16 years underage.
Not all of them.
No, that's true.
Not all of them, right. Now, what's the deal with all the hating on Gabby's hair, particularly from other black women? Why are they being so critical of her wearing the stuff in her hair?
Well, as you folks know, the Douglas clan has had problems with hair since way back in the day, since, like, Frederick Douglass.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know what it is. Nah, you know, understand, the girl is... I mean, she's running around sweating and whatnot, you know, so she puts a little extra slick back in her hair to make sure it stays down. I mean,
hair clips.
For that. Yeah, I mean, you know, let's see you do a backflip and see how good your hair looks. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's my whole point.
I can't do a backflip, but my hair would look great.
Right.
I just can't believe that black women would be critical of her with all that she's accomplished and all that she's done, you know, for us. And they would be bitching about what her hair looks like. It was just unbelievable to me, Anel.
Black women are vicious, man.
Yes, they are.
Trust me, I know.
And then the other controversy, and you can blame NBC for a lot of things this Olympic Games, but the other controversy, I believe, was completely 100% an accident. I don't think NBC is at fault at all for this, but I want to get your opinion, Anel. Here's Bob Costas coming out of the Olympic gold medal performance from Gabby Douglas, and then the commercial that they go into for a new show called Animal Practices. It's going to be debuting after the Olympics.
But there are some young African-American girls out there who tonight are saying to themselves, hey, I'd like to try that too. More from London in a moment.
All right, Olympic music out, then a commercial with a chimpanzee begins.
His entire life has been leading to this moment. All the hard work, the dedication, just to answer the call.
And we're watching a chimpanzee doing gymnastics 15 seconds after Gabby Douglas has won her gold. And there are people who are insisting, Anel, that NBC is racist and they did it on purpose. What say you?
I don't see the connection.
Can I say that those people should be killed?
I don't see the connection. See, here's the thing. If you're going to get upset about something, then you lend power to that thing.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's my whole thing with, like, you know, the whole N-word. You know, I use it like a comma. You know what I'm
you
saying?
You do.
Kevin, I believe I've called you that
many times. Right. I take it as a compliment.
Hey, thank you. So that's what I'm saying. So if you're going to say that, you know, you're going to get upset about a primate being shown after what is clearly a human being, you know, doing a magnificent feat, then you need to grow up.
Those
you
know people I mean? Complaining have a problem.
Yeah.
They're looking for something to be offended about, right? And Ellen, because clearly NBC has lots of commercials for Animal Practice that are in rotation, that are running throughout the games. They don't know when they schedule them what segment they're going to be coming out of. I mean, it just played that way, and nobody's to blame, and nobody's doing anything bad here, right?
By the way, I would have played it after that anyway, because it's in no way a reference to it.
Now it just isn't. Had the chimpanzee had on, like, a unitard. You know what I mean? With the USA on it, you know, with Douglas on the back.
And Douglas,
that'd
have
been different. You know what I mean? That clearly would have been offensive. But no, come on, people. I mean, and the people that do get upset about that, I mean, these are the same people that, you know, get upset when there aren't enough black people on television. And then when we put a black show on television, get upset because the show is, you know, is supposed to be stereotyped. It's too black.
Right.
So it's like, you just can't please these people. You know what I mean? So stop trying, you know?
Hey, what do you mean by you people?
You know exactly what I mean by you people.
The voice of our friend Anel Rivers on the Kevin Beach Show. Let's move on to the other controversy of the weekend. And I don't get this one either, but maybe I just don't have the historical background. I saw your tweet immediately after it happened. Your thoughts on Serena Williams, who wins the Olympic gold medal in singles tennis, and then in her exuberance, she does a dance she's been doing her whole life, which is known as the Crip Walk. Why is that upsetting so many people, Anel?
Well, it was upsetting to me because it was a horrible Crip Walk. I mean, as Crip Walk go, it was a poor.
I don't think she was being judged by her Crip Walk. Though. I don't think there are judges in the
contrary, Kevin. You are always judged upon your Crip Walk. Okay. No, you know what it is in moments of extreme, you know, elation and whatnot, I mean, you are who you are. You know what I mean? And I honestly think that at that moment she couldn't think of anything else to do but that dance. You know, which she's probably done hundreds of times at anything from, you know, barbecues to birthday parties. You know, and
anybody that's seen it, it's really nothing. It's just little footwork.
It's not throwing gang signs or anything, although I guess the history of it is that it started with the Crip gang in Los Angeles 20-something years ago, and that's why some people are sensitive to it and saying, hey, this is associated with gangs, and that caused murder, and it caused death, and it caused strife, and it caused riots and everything, and that has no place in the Olympic court, and blah, 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 blah. But it was just her just being happy, right? That's the only significance was Serena was happy she just won a freaking gold medal, right?
Let me tell you something. There are two things every black person knows. Okay, the first thing is the Crip Walk,
mm-hmm.
and the second is the electric slide. Okay, and I would rather her do the Crip Walk than the electric slide in that instance. Okay, because you look like a fool doing the electric slide by herself. Okay,
yeah. who are these uptight white people who are criticizing her and saying they're embarrassed and ashamed that she would do something like that at the Olympics? I mean, again, is this just people who are looking for things to be upset about?
Yeah, of course. I mean, what do you want her to do? I mean, the woman won a gold medal. You know what I mean? She's just something she's been working all her life for. I mean, you know, Serena's a the girl. She's got a hard life. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, she had one sister killed a couple years ago. I mean, Venus is slowly transformed into a horse.
That's
you know what I mean? That's
that
what's going on with her. But I mean, you know, the point being is, like, let the woman have her moment. You know what I mean? She went ahead. She did a little dance. Okay, so it was a little ratchet. You know, a little hood. Okay, but I mean, she's from Compton.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
I mean, you know, what do you want from her?
She's not doing that so that she's encouraging some kind of crime or killing. I mean, it's just absurd what people complain
well,
about.
Well, here's one quote from one person, and, you know, that doesn't reflect everybody, but she is a blogger named Debbie Schlussel. She said, "That's what we need representing America, a gold medalist who, upon winning, glorifies hardened criminals who murder each other and innocent Americans for sport."
Yeah. Well, and everyone USA. Who saw that.
USA.
Knew that. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not like she dropped a blue rag on the floor, you know what I mean, and threw up a C or anything like that. I mean, she did a little dance. Nobody said anything about Ryan Lochte with the grill in his mouth that he had on the other day. You know what I mean? The dude had a mouthful of gold teeth on. Yeah, nobody said a word about it.
Hey, you're right. There was controversy with him because he wanted to wear the red, white, and blue grill up on the medal stand, and the Olympics said no. And you're absolutely right. Had that been a black athlete, there would have been a lot of people being super critical of that. That's a great point, Adele.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. I mean, it's the Olympics. These are young men and women who have worked their entire lives for these moments.
That's all they've done with their lives.
Right. Let them have fun.
Let them have fun. It's to the people who are complaining, I just...
Murder.
I think the murder button is in order.
Hey, as we say goodbye, and Ellen, thank you very much for joining us to talk about this. You claim Usain, is he one of yours, or do you not get him because he's Jamaican?
No, I'm Panamanian. So, you know, I mean, I respect Usain for what he is and whatnot, but I am an American of, you know, African slave descent, as it were. So, you know what I mean? You got to be down with mine. You know what I mean?
But I'm asking you, if you claim Usain Bolt as one of yours, does he count as a black win?
Well, yes, it's a black win, but he's a black win for Jamaica. You know what I mean? And like I said, my blackness transcends us, man. I'm a black American. You feel what
okay.
I'm saying?
All right. So you're only taking the medals for the United
That's
States.
That's what I'm saying. Unless you put on the red, white, and blue, man. You know what I'm saying? You ain't down with mine.
All right. Follow Anel on Twitter, at Anel Rivers. He's very, very funny in the Nothing But Chill podcast, returning soon. Thanks for your time today, man. We enjoyed talking to you.
My pleasure.
Time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Well, it's Monday. That means we always take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office. No surprise, The Dark Knight Rises holds on to the number one slot with $36.4 million.
You finally see it, Ralph?
I haven't seen it yet, no.
Oh, my gosh.
This week for sure.
This must be the longest you've ever gone without seeing a comic book movie in theater.
Absolutely. By far. Just a series of circumstances has conspired against me to keep me out of the theaters, but I'm doing it. I can't do it today.
Yeah. It's going to be another week of it.
Tomorrow's another big day. I'm busy all day. Maybe tomorrow night.
If you don't see it by Wednesday, I am going to spoil it for you.
I'm thinking Tuesday
all right.
night. I think tomorrow night will be the night. I will come in with my full review, my timely full review of Dark Knight Rises by Wednesday morning.
I think we're good.
Total Recall came in at number 2 in its debut weekend with $26 million. Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Dog Days, in its debut was $14.7 million. The box office made it number 3. Then Ice Age 4 and The Watch rounding out the top 5. Ted came in at number 6 with $5.5 million, putting it just over the $200 million mark domestically. Still has about 20 countries yet to open in. So,
oh, my.
Wow.
It's good news for Ted. Step Up Revolution, or Step Up Revulsion, as I like to call it. 7th at the box office, The Amazing Spider-Man, Brave and Magic Mike. Rounding out your top 10 at the box office this morning, Natalie Portman and Benjamin Millepiede got married over the weekend in Big Sur, California. Us Weekly reports that they said their I do's during a Jewish ceremony that took place in the dark. Why would you want to get married to Natalie Portman in the dark?
Yeah,
I have
no
idea. But they waited for the sun to go down for their special time together. Miley Cyrus, people are concerned, seems to be going overboard with her fitness kick. She tweeted a photo over the weekend of her teeny tiny little waist, and she is claiming she's not anorexic, but it's a diehard Pilates and gluten-free regimen that are keeping her so slim.
I don't like any of those words.
Pilates or gluten-free?
None of it.
Yeah. Apparently, the gluten-free diet has got her now glute-free because she's got no ass. So that's what happened.
She's tiny now, though.
She is. She's
it's weird.
Freaky. They are making a movie about the life of Liberace. Now, for those of you who don't know who Liberace is, and that's most of you, he was a huge star back in the 50s on television and then all the way up through the 80s. Known as one of the biggest showmen in Las Vegas, would come out in very elaborate costumes, feathered boas, and a suit made of mirrors. He'd be driven on stage in a Bentley. by his chauffeur slash boyfriend, Scott Thorson. He was a very flamboyant showman.
Think about Elton John.
Right, exactly. And to his death, denied he was gay, by the way. He did passed away of HIV, actually. That's what caused his death. But would never publicly admit that he was homosexual,
which is sad.
It is sad, but it's also
he lived his life in the closet.
It's also weird in that he wasn't really. I mean, you could. He was
you could not deny the man was gay, right. Except he kept denying that he was gay.
Right. It was so obvious that you just go, listen, just say it. Who
cares? Do yourself a favor if you want to know who Liberace is. Find yourself on YouTube an interview he did when in the height of his fame in the 50s when he had this very popular TV show. And to show you what TV was back in the 50s, he would sit down and play piano on television. For an hour.
That's it?
And people would watch him.
Wow.
And he had a candelabra always on his piano. That was his trademark. So the movie's called Behind the Candelabra. But he does an interview with this guy, Edward R. Murrow, who is a famous journalist. And they say, so, Lee. His friends called him Lee Liberace. Oh, sure. Getting married anytime soon?
No, I think I'm just going to stay a bachelor for a while.
I mean, that's the way the guy talks. People bought it. Michael Douglas is starring as Liberace, Matt Damon playing his boyfriend slash bodyguard slash chauffeur, Scott Thorson, who, by the way, Liberace made have plastic surgery so he would look more like him.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a wacky story. It should be an interesting film. Scott Soderbergh's directing. Great cast. But the reason I bring it up is both Michael Douglas and Matt Damon are claiming that Liberace's ghost may be haunting the production.
Sweet. But they're joking.
No.
Come on.
They say while they're filming, they will feel drafts of cold, damp air coming out of nowhere.
Right.
That chills the room.
Mm-hmm.
Whiffs of men's cologne. No one's wearing cologne on the production, yet they will smell a man's cologne in the room, and then it will disappear. And well-secured lighting in the grid above the set have come crashing down for no reason. Now,
really?
You make the call. Liberace is haunting the set.
Wow.
And they say just feather boas floating through the air for no reason. So apparently that's how they know it's him.
Panties falling from the sky.
I don't think it's panties. Jock straps may be falling from the sky. And while we're talking about the supernatural, Claire Danes said when she was a child, she had a very active imagination and she would see ghosts, gargoyles, and demons.
Sweet.
In her room at the age of 6, waking up in screaming night terrors. Seeing these visions, and her parents actually had to get her into therapy as a child in order to save her sanity.
Dude.
So now she is one of the most acclaimed young actresses of TV and film, but when she was a kid, she had a lot of issues. Apparently, her doctors determined that it was the fact that she had an extremely active imagination that would just allow her to buy into and believe completely. If she had a bad dream or something, she would think it was actually happening.
That was real.
So it actually came to serve her well as an actress. But, yeah, sad news for her.
She's on Homeland, and she's crazy on that as
well. See? She's off her meds. So that's the thing.
When that comes back, you got to watch it. It's great.
And this is for the ladies. You will be sad to know that a 12-year-old has a much nicer wardrobe than you do.
Who now?
Her name is Kiernan Shipka. And she plays little Sally Draper on Mad Men.
Oh.
Well, they did a story on her in Harper's Bazaar magazine showing off her real-life wardrobe, which was just stocked, filled from end to end with high-end designer clothes from Oscar de la Renta, Chloe, and Chanel. She's 12. And she dresses way better than you ever will, ladies, at 12.
When does she wear these clothes to school?
That's what I'm wondering. What the hell?
Yeah, but at 24, she's going to be turning tricks for
how
drugs.
How dare you, sir?
So, little you seen Sally how Sally's Draper. Going?
So just hold on.
Little Sally Draper. I love her. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays.
It's going to be working Vaseline Alley.
Randy DeBarge of DeBarge is 54. M. Night Shyamalan. He's 42 years old today. I know I've mocked Knight in the past. But this new movie he's got with Will Smith coming up.
You're not going to get sucked.
Called After Earth.
Yeah.
I did the panel for Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Looks really cool.
What?
Now, imagine.
A lot of his movies look good in the trailer, though.
But I haven't even seen the trailer. I've just seen the behind the scenes, and I've seen the world that they're creating for this science fiction drama.
But you know he has the ability to ruin that.
Trust me. I am not sold 100% at all. But I'm just saying I'm encouraged by what I've seen so far.
All right.
And don't get me wrong. The film also stars Jaden Smith.
Oh.
Will's kid.
He's not a bad actor,
They play father and son in this film. So I'm just saying, ordinarily, this is something I would turn my nose up at. But
red
having
flag.
Seen the background and the stuff that they're working on for this film, it could be very impressive. There's hope.
Well, if you don't like it, it's not M's fault. That's your fault.
That's right. I just don't understand it.
One thing we've learned, yeah.
Spice Girl Jeri Hollowell. She was Ginger Spice of the Spice Girls, 40 years old today.
Now, Ralph, you're very excited. I know that the Spice Girls are getting back together to perform at the Olympic closing ceremonies.
I know.
Been a long time since we've seen them on TV together.
Let me tell you what I want. What I really, really want is to have the Spice Girls get back together again and tour one more time because I missed them last time. So that's what I really, really want.
He's trying to get in the file. No. Denied.
Oh, come on.
Denied. Not even a good effort. Not even a good effort.
Zigga
zigga. Stop it.
Jason O'Mara from Life on Mars and from Terra Nova is 40 years old. Soleil Moon Frye. She was Punky Brewster.
She was.
She's 36 now. Melissa George of Alias and Grey's Anatomy is 36. Josh Schwartz, the brains behind the OC and Gossip Girl, is 36 years old as well. And Travis McCoy from Gym Class Heroes celebrates his 31st birthday. On Ralph Garman, I walk the showbiz.
Gentlemen, I'd like to introduce a very funny comedian, Mr. Jay Moore, everyone.
5 minutes go by. I look at Marty and I say, that really bums me out. We got ripped off on that acid. And Marty goes, you want to go to the high school field and have lightning bolt fights? I get up out of the recliner chair and I go, you'll never beat me at a lightning bolt fight. La raza, cacuya mañana. There's a big difference between Puerto Ricans and Mexicans. Puerto Ricans wear their swimsuits when they go in the ocean. I'll do Christopher Walken later. With a black president, we should be able to just say black jokes at work. He's president. We should be able to say Air Force One is lowered.
What's up, Jay Moores? You want to go get nice? Yeah!
Black people always put an S at the end of my name. I don't know why.
I no longer refer to you as Jay Moore. You are 100% exclusively Jay Moores now. There's nothing I can do about it. I'm sorry.
I love it. You're not alone, too. I get on the tweets, on the Twitterverse, and on the internet, and people, I have to sign Jay Moores now.
It's all
you know,
Jay Moores.
I welcome it. I love it.
It's great, yeah. August 24th through the 26th. That's a weekend coming up soon at the Brea Improv with Jay Moores. In concert, go to BreaImprov.com. And, of course, the very popular Moore Stories podcast with an app that comes out today, which is very exciting. That makes you official, man.
I'm here to launch the Moore Stories app on the Kevin and Bean program to Lisa May.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's good. Jay Leno's the guest today. Very fun. Very good interview for an hour. You know, this guy's, he's on the Mount Rushmore of American comedy, and I have no memory of anyone ever asking him a comedic question ever.
He doesn't do comedy anymore. I'm not a big fan.
You can sling mud all you okay. Go ahead. I'm not going to.
I don't
like,
think he does it.
You're not going to make me uncomfortable.
He
if you
used
crush
to be
him.
Funny, but I don't
crush
think
him.
He's funny anymore at
crush
all.
Crush him.
I don't think he's funny at all.
Well, he does 31 monologue jokes a night.
Yeah.
Just the tenacity alone is to be admired.
All right.
You know, he's nice to comics. You know, Jim Norton and me are two guys that for some reason he's really nice to.
Who's, we're the, about worst, his... who's the worst to comics in late night? They don't want to be upstaged or whatever.
Is there anyone who is not welcoming to comedians?
I think me 10 years ago would have answered that right away.
But not that dumb?
But it's not that network. It's not NBC. It's Kimmel's great.
Yeah.
You know, Fallon is so sweet and great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it's Craig Ferguson then.
Craig's,
or Letterman.
Craig leaves. Did you know that?
What?
When you do stand-up, he said this on podcast, so I'm not talking out of turn, but when he has like a comic on, he literally will do your intro. He does your intro and he leaves.
Why?
And then before, because he can.
Really?
And
it's
literally,
not...
And like an
he's
hour.
He's smoking out in the green room?
He's like in his car going home. And then literally before the show starts, he goes, all right, I want to thank my guest. And he'll point over to where the comic was.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's got a guy at a tight schedule.
He's in a rush.
When you say leaves, you mean he physically goes home.
I thought you meant just backstage for a minute.
Too.
No, he goes home.
That's awesome.
He's a funny guy. I was listening to him on Mark Maron's podcast. It was pretty brilliant. He was
so funny. I love
he's
Craig.
He's really sharp.
And you, by the way, it's weird the way the podcasting has worked for
you're
comics.
Weird.
And particularly, you're a girl. Particularly for you, because, you know, I sense that you did the podcast, like a lot of comics, to start promoting the live date. So you have to get up less and do crappy morning radio interviews because you can sell tickets on your podcast. But it seems like it's something you have fallen in love with. You love interviewing these people. It seems like you really enjoy it now.
I really do love it. It's my favorite thing to do. But I don't interview anybody, Beaner. It's, with me, it's... I have to like sit and actually just we just have to talk.
Right.
Like if Kevin came on, we would just sit here and just talk to each other. Because I'm a horrible interviewer. I'm the worst in the world. And then so if we just sit and talk, I want it to be my goal for the podcast was if me and Ryan Sickler, who's got a podcast, The Crab Feast, if me and Ryan Sickler like smoked pot and drove to Vegas, that like 45 minutes of conversation that's so ridiculous that you'll never get back.
Right.
Well, now we got it back. It's on iTunes. It's on iTunes right now, and it's on the Jay Moore app. Hit that subscribe button. I do a lot of favors for you, Henry, don't I? A Jew broad in this day and age. Prejudice against Italians. He's got his own app. The stuttering prick. You go to iTunes and you type in Jay Moore. Jesus. Lisa May, apparently my dog has terrible breath.
Oh, no. I think it farted.
The dog?
I think she farted.
I think you farted.
Was it you?
No, yeah, I did not.
Maybe it was you.
No, it's something very close to my nose.
I'll claim my fart's bean. No, I really love it. I was doing an interview earlier today, and I said to the – I never thought – I think it's like the post-Kardashian world where me talking to my friends is people's appointment listening. You know what I mean? Like usually, like this is the generation that never will say, "Oh my God, it's 8:30. I better get home or I'll miss blank."
Yeah, that's true.
Like everything's TiVo'd and racked and cataloged, and for some reason with a podcast, that's there's a quarter of a million people every Monday and every Friday that they don't miss it and they love it and they're vested and they love it.
Just, I've subscribed.
Your podcast is way up. You guys are up like 14.
Are we?
Yeah.
Oh, who knew?
Like, you don't check maniacally like a crazy person when you're drinking.
I said
when you're drinking.
Have never checked where our podcast is.
Why don't you check right now, Bean?
Because that's ancillary for us. I mean, we're rated by how many people listening
to the radio. I wouldn't
call
it silly. So. I think it's more.
I have to look up that word.
Ancillary, Bean. Say it again.
Ancillary?
Yeah. There you go.
Who's the guy you've been dying to get on the podcast? You just haven't been able to make it happen yet. But he's
Barack
the,
Obama.
He's the get.
My all-time favorite. Russell Brand, I would love to have because I wouldn't even talk comedy. I would just talk,
Katy Perry,
peace, love, and understanding, and get down and break down the universe. Russell Brand.
I bet he'd do it. I bet you could get him.
Well, he did. He's done others, and then
Ricky Gervais,
Rufus Wainwright.
Oh, he'd be great. I love
him. He's the most fascinating mind, the greatest singer songwriter of the last since John and Paul.
John and Paul, let's not get crazy.
John and Paul Smith.
Joe Black, maybe.
I had an idea for a TV show where it's just monkeys doing gymnastics.
I think that would be a hit.
I don't have any problem with it.
We need to take a break on that note.
It's called Gabby and Sons.
Nope, let's not call it that. Let's call it something else.
Jay Moore is here on the way in. What happened?
At the Brea Improv the weekend of August the 24th, BreaImprov.com.
But come the 26th. Sunday night is the really fun night.
That's the funniest night.
Because that's when
I
get the door.
Exactly. Jay was at UFC over the weekend, too. We have to talk about that.
Oh, what a card.
Why aren't you in the octagon? That's what I want to know, Jay.
Because I can't fight.
He'd get his ass kicked.
Oh, there is that. That's right. All right, we'll take a break. Come back.
We're with
Jay Moores right after this on the Kevin DeBeach. Congratulations to that guy or gal from that city or town who just won tickets for Green Day at the Echoplex. For some reason, they're not sure. Oh, here we go. It's just arrived. Shiara
Serenus. Is this the Shiara Serenus lady from West Hills?
From West Hills. Just won tickets to go see Green Day. 5 minutes ago, she probably didn't even know Green Day was playing at the Echoplex tonight. Now she is going. We got him for you every hour here on the Kevin DeBeach Show. Our friend Jay Moores in studio with us right now. More Stories app is available now. Is it available for all platforms or just
I found out from Dave, the King of Mexico, that is not for Android users yet.
He's a little shaky.
He is shaky.
Know that going in.
But if you have an iPhone, you could just type in More Stories, and then, instead of Angry Birds 5, you can get my podcast on your phone. It's free.
Great.
And really all I ask of you is to hit the subscribe button, and then you don't even have to listen to it.
Just hit subscribe.
And then come see me in Brea the weekend of the 24th, 25th, 26th. Now.
Especially the 26th.
26th is the big Sunday night. That's when we're all excited. It's the last show of the week. That's when I get the door. And
you're on fire by Sunday. I mean, that's a lot of warm up.
Sunday's really when it's a well-oiled machine.
Don't even go Friday and Saturday. It's barely worth it.
It's a guy that looks just like me. I send the father from The Incredibles up to go do jokes. Big shout out to the kids club at the Spectrum. I went to the gym yesterday and they got a kids club down there. And basically, it's the biggest daycare you've ever seen in your life. It's like an entire floor. And my son, I go in, he's one. and he's in there. He's hitting on the chicks.
Really?
He hugs them and then pulls them on top of him. And they have to go, no, Meredith, gentle.
That's funny.
He's a rough dude, man.
He's learned.
Saturday night, Jay. I saw you were tweeting. Kevin was tweeting. Everybody was tweeting from Staples Center. You went to UFC on Fox 4. You have a good time?
I had one of the best times I ever had in my life. I got to tell you, I'm a huge fight fan. And that was, we were talking on the break. That was one of the greatest cards ever. I think you put it up there with one of the best cards ever, don't you? On UFC?
I would say, I don't know. I thought it was really
great.
Start
to finish.
I thought it was really great.
I got there, I was excited in the prelims. I got there about 4 o'clock, and I really wanted to see Phil Davis,
yeah,
who's the national champion wrestler from Penn State. And, like, I really like Phil Davis. He's a 3-time national champion. And his last fight, he lost a decision to Rashad Evans. So it's all about what do you do after that.
Right.
And then he came in, a Brazilian guy comes in screaming and like, and people are slapping him in the face. And then Phil Davis comes in, like someone woke him up off the couch.
Yeah.
And said, hey, 3-time national champion wrestler that knows how to punch, go in there. And like 30 seconds in, he poked the guy in the eye and they called it a no contest.
Called the fight.
And then I got to tell you one thing, man. Staples Center, L.A. brought it. That was the coolest crowd.
I agree.
The most well-behaved crowd. Like, there was no tipping cop cars, like Lakers shenanigans. And that crowd was chanting, let them fight.
Yep.
I'm always amazed, like, how it wasn't like it started in a section. Like, Staples Center
started yelling,
let them fight. Let them fight. But they didn't let them fight.
And even for the Hua fight and all the other stuff.
NAMM fan won.
Was great.
First, last comic standing, now this.
Different guy, Jay.
No, I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure it's not the same.
NAMM fan, Asian guy, come on, Bean, don't make a mess out of this.
Are you a fan of Machida?
I am. I've always liked his style because it always has like that stand up Bruce Lee hole. He looks like he should be going, whoa!
He really does. He really looks like he's making fun of Kung Fu.
Mike Swick was a great story. It took 2 years. I don't want the ladies to turn off. Just hang in there. We're going to talk about the barefoot contestant in 2 seconds. Don't tell Jeffrey. How bad could that be? Make a chicken and a man shows up. The thing with Mike Swick is he had to take 2 years off, and this was like his comeback fight, and he just absolutely mashed a guy's face in.
Yep.
But Joe Lozon was the kid with the giant ears. He kind of looks like a bat.
I don't know that I saw that fight.
He beat Varner?
I didn't see that fight.
Drinking. Maybe. Oh, you only saw the last two?
No. I was there. I saw a NAMM fan on.
How do you miss a fight if you're there? Because you're an alcoholic.
Yeah.
It was a good fight. Well, then that conversation ground to a halt. Bean, well, did you see Joe Lozon?
No, I didn't. Jay Lau? Top two. And he saw the top two. But I will tell you that it's
thanks for leading me down that path, guys. Hey, Jay, let's talk about UFC. Didn't see it. I was there. I had my back to the octagon. I was doing security. What are you, an usher, Kevin?
Never turned around.
What was Kevin doing?
You see those people like...
I saw all of the fights from NAMM fan on. That's it.
But not the one I just said.
No, but that was at 3 p.m.
No, it was the third to last fight. It was Mike Swick.
I don't recognize the name.
The guy had two star tattoos on his shoulders, and he got knocked out by a kid with giant ears. He looked like he got knocked out by Despero.
That's,
ladies and gentlemen,
that's the guy that jumped up on the side of the ring and then jumped in.
They all did, sweetie.
That had
the Jay Moore app is available.
Oh,
if you go
God
to your
sakes.
App store and type in more stories.
MOHR.
Hit the subscribe button. Why are you? I would wrestle, and my nickname would be the Gay Guy. And I would just make sure I had like a Cialis rod on the way in. And I would just sit there going, clang, clang, clang goes the trolley. Ring, ring, ring goes the bell. You're going to love my ground game. It'll be 40 and 0, all forfeits.
Are you listening, Dana White? Are you listening? Here's your next UFC star right here.
Dana White, I talked to him. I was doing something for Fox Sports, and he came up, and I did a quick interview. And I said, is it true? I heard a rumor that he told all the fighters, we can't have like the disaster that Calgary was, where all the fights were boring. Like, throw caution to the wind. You guys will all make me very happy if you just swing for the fences and put on a show. And he goes, that's absolutely true. I sent out a memo and I talked to each guy individually.
Really?
Saying.
And they did.
They put, that was the great, everyone just got their faces smashed in. It was great.
I don't know how you get back up after some of those hits that these guys take. I mean, watching Brandon Vera, for instance, with his whole face just swollen up and bleeding.
I didn't see that one. Which one was that?
I don't know how you get back up from something like that. It's just amazing.
Who did he fight? Was that the Lyoto
Shogun
one?
Shogun. No, he fought Shogun.
Yeah, I didn't see that one.
It was the last fight. You're kidding.
I was on camera.
Wait, are you kidding?
Yes, I'm kidding.
All right, good.
You really
I was
going
to stab you right in the eye with
I
this
pencil.
I do a
lot of favors for you, don't I, Kevin?
All right. Well, forget you heard this conversation, but instead, go download the app for more stories. Jay Moore is here. He'll be at the Bray Improv August 24th through the 26th. We promise comedy right after this on the Kevin Beach on K-Rock.
106.7 K-Rock is K-Rock.
Sister's ass. That's your sister's ass.
On the air.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Let me call you right back. Just remember it's your sister's ass.
Jay Moore in studio with us here on the Kevin Beach Show. Like he do, you can follow him on Twitter at JMoore37. And, of course, the Moore Stories app is available starting today. This is brand new news for you. You can download that for your iPhone, for Android coming soon. See Jay on stage at the Brea Improv the weekend of August 24th. Tickets on sale now through BreaImprov.com.
No, you've been watching a lot. Kevin's been watching a lot of Olympics, he said.
Yep, so has Bean, yeah.
Bean, you guys are big Olympic watchers.
Absolutely.
I'm not.
Love not it. A big fan?
Really? Why?
I like the obscure stuff. I love
Bill
that.
Maher. Yeah, you said you like what?
I do. I like trampolining and this now, is ridiculous.
Do they do flips or they judge or just jumping up and down in the backyard? So basically, when you see a kid with a trampoline in the yard, that's an Olympian.
It probably. Yeah, it's
like
bizarre.
You take baseball out of the Olympics and you leave trampolining and ping pong.
Yes.
Yes, you leave trampolining in, Jay, because the guy, the best in the world is named Dong Dong. That's why.
That's true.
Long a Duck Dong,
Dong Dong. Dong Dong.
Long Duck Dong Dong.
what are you watching these days?
I watch the murder shows, man.
The murder
when
shows?
Dateline on ID or whatever it is.
Sure.
When Keith Morrison, he kind of looks like the guy in the $20 bill. Right. And he always goes, in a small town where no one locks their doors. If you've been murdered, chances are you lived in a town where nobody ever locked their doors. Like, where is this town where no one has to lock their doors? Is it because you save time? Like, oh, I got to bed at 9:50 because I wasn't downstairs belaboring that stupid deadbolt. Thank God I live in a town where there's no murders. And that's what they always say, too. This never happens in a town like this.
Right.
Yeah, it does because I'm watching it, stupid.
Every episode.
It happens right here. Where's all the murders? Pomona? Where is this murder town that you speak of? Because here it doesn't happen.
Jay, this isn't a joke. I had to send a guy. I had to have a guy come out to the house to make me a house key after I had lived here about 7 years. I never had a house key.
In L.A.?
7 years I lived. No, here where I live. Oh. On the island, yeah. So there are places where people don't lock their doors.
But you're a killer.
If Keith Morrison is talking about you.
Yes. That's bad.
You've been bludgeoned to death.
Okay.
That's a guy. If you hear Bean was a man in a world where people. That was Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken a little bit.
Jay Moore, he could light up a room. That's the other thing. If you've been murdered, you apparently become the coolest person. No one ever goes, he was murdered. You know what? But he was a piece of garbage anyway. He was a meth head. He smoked grass. All he did was handle luggage at the airport. He even did that poorly. And he grabbed my sister's boob at my wedding. I'm glad. If you're a woman and you get murdered, you lit up a room. Whenever she came in, she lit up. Apparently, the sun is where your head used to be if you've been murdered. She really could light up a room.
Why do you like these shows so much? What is it that intrigues you about the MSNBC shows about murder?
Well, I want to know who did it, and I try to figure out who did it in the beginning. There's always the red herring, and they've gotten smart because they used to interview people from the chest up, and you could tell one guy's in his prison uniform, and now they crop all the way just to the chin, so you don't know who's in the prison uni.
Oh.
And then at the end of the show, they do the reveal, and it's like, well, that's why I'm sitting here for the next 40 years.
Now, what's your batting average with being able to figure those out?
Oh, zero. My wife will go, it's the mom. She was jealous. She did it for life insurance, and she's having an affair with the husband. I'm like, whoa.
Where are you getting all that?
If you looked at our TiVo at home, you would think that I have elephantitis of my sack.
Yeah.
And that my wife is planning to make me Ina Garten cupcakes and poison me and murder me and bury me. It's all murder and food.
Do you watch the medical mystery shows as well?
All right. We were talking a little bit about this on the break. There's the guy who had the 200-pound testicles, Kevin said.
I love him. Yeah. Love that guy. Yeah.
I like the guy who had the 70-pound tumor growing out of his face.
Oh, that guy was so funny.
Are you serious?
Remember I brought in clips of that guy singing.
You know why?
Oh, yes.
He was the Velvet Fog. You know why that guy had a tumor growing out of his face? Because no one likes him.
What?
If I got a little piece of food on the side of my face, Kevin, do you like me?
Yeah.
Straight up.
Yeah, yeah.
And I like you.
A lot.
And if you had food on your face, if you had really bad breath, I'd go, geez, Kevin, your breath is really bad.
Right.
Because we're friends.
Right.
This guy was such a douche in his everyday life that when he had a golf ball growing out of the side of his eye, nobody said, bro, what's up with your face?
You going to take care of that at some
There's
point?
There's a golf ball in your eyebrow. And then like a year goes by and it looks like a gourd.
Yes.
And there's like an old, like, you know, cornucopia basket of fruit growing out of his face. Nobody goes like, hey, I think you got a little something. No, not here, there. And he's touching it with his finger. He's missing. And they're like, no, this side over here. So they let it get so bad.
He's talking. His words couldn't come through the growth.
He can't. He has to pull that mask to the side to feed himself. This is the best part of the guy with the 50-pound tumor face. Is they fly him from Portugal to Chicago. Coach, I'm pretty sure he got the armrest over the Atlantic Ocean. You just get your ticket. You're in Lisbon, Portugal. You go, oh, finally, I get to go to the United States, go to Second City, Chicago. And you look to your right, and there's a freaking monster in the exit row breathing a little bit, pulling his mask to the side so he can get a good breath of air. I'd like to be the pilot on that plane. He goes, if you're on the left side of the plane and look out your window, you can see the Grand Canyon. If you're on the right side of the plane, just keep looking at your feet. Now, I don't know why you would fly over the Grand Canyon from Portugal to Chicago, but that just came out by accident because I didn't work this bit out on the ride over. This is off the top of my head. Everybody gets pregnant when I make jokes up on the fly, Clota.
But here's what's funny about that show. There's a full hour on the guy with a 75-pound tumor in his face, and he's had 75 surgeries, and at the end of the show, still unbelievably hideous.
The best
it doesn't
they think,
have a happy ending.
It has a happy ending to him and his family somehow that you and I don't. It's almost like people on acid trying to explain acid. You can't really explain it unless you've done acid. So we don't know what that's like when the doctor takes the bandages off and we see the gourd growing out of his face. The doctor goes, all right. And they give him a mirror and the family's like, yeah, bueno, bueno, muy bueno, muy bueno, muy bueno, la dolce samba. And this guy's like, finally, I feel like a human being again. And you're like,
wow.
He
still looks like a monster.
He looks like that guy on Futurama with the 50 pieces of lips in the front. What's that guy's name? Beer Mugs is yelling it from the other room.
I don't know.
This is unfortunate that we're having this conversation.
No, it's not. They threw the guy.
That's all people are going to remember today, though, is the guy with the 50-pound tumor.
No, they're not. They're going to remember that the More Stories app is available on iTunes. You got to hit the subscribe button.
Sweet.
What's the guy's name on Futurama with the red flappy lips?
He doesn't know.
Beat it, Beer Mugs. You know what? Get Psycho Rich Mike on the phone right now.
How dare you?
How dare I? How dare you? You half a sleeve.
I would like you to have the guy with the tumor in his face opening for you at the Bray Improv in August. I think that would be a fantastic deal.
Just have him sing. You remember what he sang?
Yes.
My Sherry Moore.
Oh, my God.
The best is just him on a plane.
And he was dancing with that nurse. Yeah, him on a plane would be not
you. Good. You sit on a plane and you're like, oh, my God, I can't believe I couldn't score first class tickets for this 8-hour. See, I don't want to exaggerate because everything's so fantastical. And you sit down next to you and you look to your left. You go, look at this fat piece of garbage I got to sit with for 8 hours. And then you look to your right. It's a monster.
Yeah.
It's an actual monster. It's like a Bugs Bunny's going to come out and act like a gay hairdresser to calm him down. That's the Brea Improv on the 26th of August.
Yes, 24th through 26th, but Sunday night, the 26th, is the funniest. You can get tickets at BreaImprov.com. And the More Stories app, which is available today, is free, right? And all they have to do is download it, hit subscribe, and boom, they're up and running with the More Stories podcast.
Yeah, everything's completely free. Jay Leno is the guest today. And if you don't even have to listen. Just hit the subscribe button for me. I do a lot of favors for you, don't I?
Yes,
your sister's ass.
You actually do. Thank you, Jay.
I want everybody to remember, your sister's ass!
Hey, Lisa, it's world-famous K-Rock at 7:53.
LaQuisha reviews last night's all-new Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Coming up next here on The Kevin and Bean Show, and I'm sure she'll do it with style and grace and good humor and just be happy to be on the radio with us.
She does love the show, and she does love us.
She sure does. She sure enjoys doing that.
Have you ever met
this
woman? Have you ever talked to her?
We assume that of everyone.
She says it out loud. She doesn't like you or the things you make her do.
We don't listen.
I think she's just teasing, though. I think she's
she really doesn't like you. I've heard her say she, out
how
loud
the hell
she doesn't
would you
like
know
you.
Right, but she's just being funny, you know?
No, I don't think so. I think you may be misinterpreting her.
Well, apparently there's a new Asperger's quiz that the guys are insisting I take. That's all coming up. And Harvey Levin from TMZ.com and your Green Day tickets. We've got a big 8 o'clock hour still ahead. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat. Good morning, Ralph.
One of the symptoms of Asperger's syndrome is not being able to tell the intent of things that are said to you by people.
That's true.
So that would make sense that Bean thinks that LaQuisha likes
I'm missing her. The cues from LaQuisha.
Exactly,
saying.
Yes.
The cues where she says, I don't like you.
Yeah, that cue couldn't get through.
But that's ambiguous.
Before I get to the showbiz news, I have more movie tickets to give away. One of my favorite parts of my job is to give away tickets to cool events like the world premiere of Hit and Run.
Yay!
Happening at the Regal LA Live next Tuesday, August the 14th. The movie's in theaters everywhere Wednesday, August the 22nd. This is the film that stars Dax Shepard and Kristen Bell, along with Bradley Cooper and Tom Arnold. If you would like to see this, Dax, by the way, wrote and directed this film as well. So, like it or love it, it's all on him, one way or the other. He gets all the glory, or he's the GOAT. If you want to check it out, it is August the 14th on Tuesday, as I mentioned. I've got two pairs of tickets right now to give away to the first two callers at 1-800-520-1067. If you get through, you'll go see the premiere of Hit and Run. It is Monday. That means we take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office. Jay Moore's been around too much. I went to a Norm Macdonald thing there. Hey, it's my name. Total Recall opened up this weekend. Everyone thought it might have a shot to knock The Dark Knight Rises off of the top of the box office mountain, but it did not. $36.4 million for Dark Knight Rises made it number one again this weekend. Total Recall, in its debut, just made $26 million.
Am I the only one that saw that? Total Recall?
Yes. A disappointing
How was
number
it, Kevin?
For Total Recall.
Remembering that I'm super easy on movies.
Right.
It was a lot of action, a lot of hot chicks.
There you go.
That's all you look for.
What else do you need? It wasn't much more than that.
Yeah, I heard it was kind of relentless
in
the action department.
Basically, it was just a chase. That was basically it the whole time.
Yeah.
But,
right.
But you're looking at Kate Beckinsale, you know.
Yeah.
Jessica Biel, so.
Not bad.
How bad can it be?
Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Dog Days, in its debut. Came in at number three with $14.7 million. Then Ice Age 4, Continental Drift, and The Watch. Ted was number six at the box office. Step Up, Revolution, The Amazing Spider-Man, Brave, and Magic Mike rounding out your top ten. I feel bad for my gay brothers today.
Do you have gay brothers in your family? Or
not my actual gay brothers, but my brothers, the Brotherhood of Man.
Okay.
My fellow men out there who happen to be homosexual. I feel bad for them today.
Why?
Because two of their icons are at war, and they're going to have to pick a side. This is like the Civil War of gays.
Oh, no.
This will be brother against brother. This is going to be brutal. Madonna and Elton John are taking each other on.
What do you do with that?
That's what I'm saying. If you're a gay man, how do you reconcile that? Where do you go? What do you do?
Because you can't turn your back on either one of them.
Right. They're both icons. You got to be Team Madge or Team Elton.
What's the deal?
No love lost between these two, by the way. Back in 2004, Elton John accused Madonna of lip-syncing during her reinvention tour.
Which she did.
Which she did, by the way.
And she was pretending she didn't?
He said famously, anyone who lip-syncs in public on stage when they're paying $134 a ticket to see them should be shot, he said.
I agree.
In January, he told Good Morning America that he hoped Madonna would do more than lip-sync her Super Bowl halftime show. But he said, I hope she lip-syncs good if she does. I like Madonna's music, but not her movies, he said during the Golden Globes. Well, in an interview in Australia this week, he blasted her again, saying her career is over. She's such a nightmare. She looks like an effing fairground stripper.
All right, now he's just piling on.
Madonna has been so horrible to Lady Gaga, he said, who happens to be the godmother to his son, Zachary.
Ah, that's where this is coming from.
Yeah. He also said he did not care that Madonna took aim at Gaga for what the similarities some people say are between Born This Way and Express Yourself. So her career is over, he announced on Australian television.
Wow, okay.
I'm sure Madonna will have a response soon.
Well, I hate to suggest that both of them have already done 90% of whatever they're going to do in their careers. They're both on the, you know, on the downward slide to irrelevance.
However, I think, I don't think they'll ever be irrelevant. They're both icons. Their music will last through the ages.
Yeah, from the glory days, absolutely.
But Elton John certainly seems to have been a performer who has accepted that, and he performs in Vegas, and he does his show, and he is happy with his position, I think, in the history of pop music, and doesn't seem to pretend to be anything else.
Right.
Madonna's not there showing her boobs and her ass
waving really automatic weapons around.
Shaking it on stage like she's like your drunken old aunt at a party where she's still trying to show she's sexy to the young guys. She ends up just embarrassing herself on the dance floor and you have to ask your mom to tell her to sit down.
Everybody feels bad for her.
Yeah, so she is she's a little sad, and I think Elton John is referring to that.
I agree. Elton has aged far more gracefully.
Yeah.
Although he's fat now and short.
Well, he was always short, Kevin.
He's fat now.
He didn't lose height. And while we're talking about gay icons, gays love Marilyn Monroe.
Yes.
A lot of people love Marilyn Monroe. In fact, Sunday was 50 years to the day that she passed away. She's been dead for 50 years.
It's been that long?
Yes.
Wow.
And 300 people showed up at her gravesite on Sunday to remember her.
Hmm.
If you just walk around Hollywood, you would think that she is a current movie star. There are so many images of her down there.
It is remarkable how her fame continues on. And to that end, a company has just announced they are opening a chain of Marilyn Monroe spas around the country later this year.
Okay.
You'll go in there. It's a full treatment center there. You go in for your massages and your spas and your mani-pedis and your makeup and your hair and everything, and you will go there. And you will come out looking like a woman who died 50 years ago.
That's not ideal.
Maybe that won't be a part of their advertising, but I'm just saying. 50 years ago. It's nuts. And think about...
She hasn't been alive during any of her lives, so I guess it makes sense.
Think about Madonna, Gwen Stefani, Scarlett Johansson, all the women who have adopted pieces of her persona, the bleached platinum blonde hairdos, the sexuality, all that stuff. I mean, she remains a fashion influence.
Yeah.
50 years after her death. It's kind of remarkable.
That's true.
There are still actresses and models who put a mole on their face as a tribute to Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah. And, of course, the movie that just came out with Michelle Williams, of course, was a big hit. People are still fascinated by her story. Today, celebrity birthdays. M. Night Shyamalan is 42 years old today. Singer Jerry Halliwell, who was Ginger Spice of the Spice Girls, turns 40, as does Jason O'Mara, actor from Life on Mars. Soleil Moon Frye, 36 years old today. Melissa George from Alias and Grey's Anatomy is also 36. Josh Schwartz, creator of The OC and Gossip Girl, turns 36 years old today. And singer Travis McCoy of Gym Class Heroes, 31. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Billy Joe Armstrong for the band Green Day tweeted over the weekend, "Hey, we feel like playing. We're going to be at the Echoplex on Monday night in L.A. And we are going to hook you up with tickets for that every hour this morning on the Kevin Abine Show, which means within the next few minutes you can win your tickets. They go on sale this morning at 10. You can get all those details at krock.com. We also have tickets for the Honda Civic Tour next hour, too, with Linkin Park and Incubus. So a lot of good stuff coming up here this morning as we continue to buy your listenership. LaQuisha, good morning, my dear.
Shut up,
Bean. LaQuisha, I have a question for you. Ralph was in here suggesting that you don't like us.
That's a smart man right there.
And that you've been saying it. And I said, no, she says it in humor.
I do not like you.
Yeah, I know. I don't like you either. But I get it.
Then.
I get it.
But you've been listening to the show for years, even before you started reviewing programs for us. I thought you were a fan of the Kevin and Bean Show, no?
I was, until I got to know you personally.
Oh, I see. Yeah. See, okay. She's being funny.
Now, Carson Daly all the time.
We will try to make this pain-free for you, although last night you had to suffer through yet another new episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians on E! How was last night's show?
Well, the show's actually getting better, in my opinion.
What?
It's growing on me. Because they're starting to give me, the viewer, more of what I really want.
Which is
the Kardashians feeling bad.
Oh, okay.
Both emotionally and physically. I want to see them suffer, in other words. And I get a little bit of that on every level this time, because it starts off with the fact that Kris Jenner, her mother, the grandmother of Khloe and Kourtney and Kim, and she is not feeling well. And it's important for them to spend some time with her.
My grandmother survived breast cancer and colon cancer. Lately, she's been getting sicker and sicker as a result to her treatments years ago. So I think it's really important that we all come to San Diego to visit my grandma and just make an effort.
That's nice that the girls are going to go see their grandma. And I think they're going to try to bring Kris, her daughter, along with them because she hasn't seen her mother in 2 years.
Oh, really?
No.
Yes. Well, she is in San Diego.
That's a long ways from Los Angeles.
2 hours, really, to see your mother. That's a lot to ask.
It
especially
could be...
when she's sick and not feeling well.
Oh.
But Kris gets hers because we find out the very next scene that Bruce Jenner and Kris Jenner have been sleeping together for a while. They were sleeping apart for a while because they had some problems. but they're back together. And the good news is Bruce Jenner, in his sleep, starts to flail and punch her in the head
All
when
right.
he's sleeping.
All right.
You beat the out of me in the middle of the night with your arm again.
Don't use language like that in front of the kids.
Like we haven't heard it before. She said,
I know, but it's just not right. It's just not right. Okay. And what did I do?
Keep hitting me in the middle of the night again.
I have more respect for Bruce Jenner now than I ever had before. At least he's getting his licks in someplace.
You think he's doing it on purpose?
Beaten down during the day, now she gets beaten down during the night. Courtney's about to have her baby, and she now is starting to think about alternative ways to deliver the baby. She's looking into other options.
I've been hearing of so many different ways that women are giving birth, and I just want to explore my options for this baby.
One of those options is the water birth. You know about water birthing?
Is that where they do it in the tub or something?
That's right. They put you in a large pool of hot water, and they make you deliver your baby like you're a dolphin.
You just have to shake it out?
You got to shake it out and keep just breathing through your blowhole and just hope the baby will start to swim and eat fish on its own. Now, Bruce Jenner, he realizes he got a problem. He keeps beating up his wife in the middle of the night, which I don't think is a problem. But he seems to think he needs to see some professional to see if they can help this problem. So he's talking to his son, and his son has a suggestion for him.
I don't know what it is.
I really do think you should go try to see somebody.
I just hate to go to doctors. It's like, hey.
Yeah, Bruce hates to go to doctors.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Anyone have a mirror that can show Bruce his face? If he hates going to doctors, how do you explain that train wreck of a plastic surgery that's on top of his neck?
Yeah, it's a great question.
He should have hated going to doctors a little bit more about 20 years ago, a little bit less now.
But isn't that, I totally agree with you, LaQuisha, point made. But also, I think Bruce Jenner has become an agoraphobic. It seems like it's almost impossible to even get him to leave the house anymore.
Yeah, well, he went to the plastic surgeon enough times that he should not be afraid of doctors anymore. Especially just to have some electrodes hooked up and to have him figure out what's going on with his brain while he keeps beating his wife up. By the way, I got the answer for that, is you have been pushing down the urge to kick her ass for so long, it's starting to come out while you sleep.
It's your subconscious.
Now, Courtney's looking at these birthing options, and she's talking to all kinds of midwives and people who do home birthing and water birthing coming to the house, and her boyfriend, Scott Disick, does not like these kind of conversations at all.
I don't want to be thinking that kid's coming out of that little secret place that I'd like to go to when I'm lonely at night. I want to think of it as my little playground.
Yeah.
He
doesn't want to have to confront the fact that his child will be coming out of his girlfriend in the same location how he started getting the pregnancy happening.
Right.
He's already got a child.
Right.
You know how they come out, right? You know where the babies come from. There's no stalk. There's no cabbage patch. It's not the butt. They come out of that place. You just gotta get used to that, I think. And by the way, it's not a secret playground. There's no secret there.
Right,
she's
exactly.
A Kardashian, for God's sake. Everybody knows that she's out there throwing it around to drunk losers like you.
It's open 24/7.
But when he talks about the water birthing and all the options, Scott starts to come around. He says maybe there's something to having this baby at home.
I'll be honest. I thought this whole thing was a little bit crazy until I heard all this.
Yeah.
It does make sense. I mean, if people could have kids in caves, you know, hundreds and hundreds of years ago, why not have it at your house?
Yes. Back when we were living in caves 100 years ago, people were having babies. I think someone need to hand him a history book. Because I have ancestors from the 1800s. I do not believe they were living in caves.
Yeah.
Well, Chris has decided that she needs to see her mother. She has to go down there and see her mother. Why? Well, she comes to an important understanding. And I think that's the hallmark of the Kardashian show, is it teaches all important lessons about life.
I think what I've realized about this whole trip to San Diego is that time is not going to stand still for me.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a lesson you all need to learn, people.
She
time
just
does not stand still.
Did she just discover that?
Yes.
Okay.
Time moves forward.
Right.
Unless you're living in a cave back in 100 years ago and having babies. Right, then sure. Time gets weird. And Courtney decides she's going to actually witness a water birth in order to see what it's like, because she's decided she wants no drugs. She wants it natural. She wants to be at home. She wants to experience the magic that is birth in the water birthing situation. And the people who do the water birthing have told her the water itself, just being in the water, will cut your pain down by 50 to 80%. Yeah, that's a woman having birth in a water pool.
That is not a sound I ever want to hear again.
Let's hear that sound again. Can we?
No.
Let's
no,
listen to
please.
That woman going through the water birth. I'm sorry. That's my Yoko Ono Greatest Hits album.
Wow.
By accident.
Wow. That's nasty.
So Courtney witnesses this woman give birth, and it's a magical experience. Let's see what Courtney thinks now.
After witnessing this amazing water birth, I have decided that it's not for me.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Did not think so. You know why? Because there's nobody bringing you a latte. There's no sort of catering. There's no photo shoots or nothing.
Yep.
It's just hard-ass work and a lot of yelling.
Yep.
And that's not something I see the Kardashians enjoying particularly.
LaQuisha, how long are we going to have to wait for this stupid baby to come out? It just seems like she's been pregnant on the show about 2 years.
I don't know. I'd go jump on her or something if you're in a rush.
Well,
see what happens.
Maybe.
She's across the room.
Maybe not do that.
Next week's episode, Kris Jenner plans her funeral. That's going to be a good one.
All right. Good times. Thank you, LaQuisha.
Time for a new Asperger's quiz.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on.
My favorite Bond movie.
Man, Bean has that
on Dr. Asperger.
He will not accept it.
Asperger. He's the man with misfiring synapse.
Okay, I think we've heard just about enough.
And he loves maps.
He sure does.
I actually do enjoy maps.
Yeah. He really loves maps.
And the dictionary.
I do love the dictionary.
He digs those maps.
Yeah, he likes maps.
They are fun.
Here's the thing, Bean.
I don't have Asperger.
As in with Hollywood, when a guy is truly gay and just will not admit it.
Liberace.
Everybody spends the rest of their lives trying to prove it, because why don't you just admit it?
Right.
We wouldn't be giving this quiz if you would just say, I have Asperger's.
But if you would get some help.
But you do have it.
Right.
According to Dr. Drew as well. You score off the charts on these quizzes, and yet you still continue to claim that you do not have it.
And it's not, this is not a radio bit. I honestly, and I'm leveling with you guys now, do not believe that I have
Asperger's.
You are a liar. I really don't.
You really don't.
What?
Let me tell you why you're a liar. Because we've given you these quizzes and you score like 98%. And that's not a joke.
But that's just a quiz, though. That doesn't mean
anything. In Bean's defense, this is from the Autism Research Center, and it says that the test, the Autism Quotient, or AQ test, was developed to indicate whether it is likely a person has Asperger's. It is not meant to replace a former medical diagnosis.
Right,
but Bean refuses to get diagnosed medically, so we have to do this.
Yeah, this is like going on WebMD and going, oh, I have a rash. I must have what it says there on the internet without actually seeing
right.
a doctor.
So here, it's 50 questions long. We don't have time for all of them, but we'll go through some of them just randomly and see if there's at least an indication, a likelihood of perhaps Bean having
that
Asperger's.
Maybe. He should seek some help.
He should get a medical professional to evaluate.
And that would make all of our lives much easier.
Yes, if he would just take some steps to try to cure the horrible, horrible person that he is.
My understanding is there's nothing that can be done for it anyway, by the way. But let's hear what you got in your little
quiz. How about death? Would that solve it?
That would work.
Let's start with this. I prefer to do things on my own rather than with others.
Course, yes, you know that. You know that before you ask the question.
Well, that's question number one. What do you want from me? I prefer to do the same things the same way over and over again.
I have a system. What's wrong with that?
Just because Bean wanted to go to a Mexican restaurant the other day and couldn't because he couldn't physically make his car stop at that restaurant and he had to drive on to Denny's where he eats all the time doesn't mean that this one's true.
I really wanted to, but I couldn't.
I was looking forward to Mexican food and wanted to go to that restaurant, but I couldn't do it.
It just skeeved me out when it actually came time to do it. I couldn't do it, and I wanted to go and sit in my same chair at Denny's and get the same Grand Slam that I always
That's
get.
That's normal. You I don't know why you would...
I often notice small sounds when others do not.
What was that?
What's that high-pitched noise I keep hearing? I usually notice car number plates or similar strings of information.
Okay, that one really surprised me the first time that one came up on a quiz, because I thought everybody noticed license plate numbers.
Right, but that's the point, is you that don't understand me. That you do have Asperger's and not everybody does.
And I can't look at a piece of U.S. currency without seeing number combinations and the serial numbers either.
Are you serious?
They jump out at me.
Other people frequently tell me that what I've said is impolite, even though I think it is polite.
Oh, my God.
Beer mug, would you say that's accurate?
Oh, yeah. My God.
Why don't you have three boobs, Jessica Biel? What? That was a perfectly legitimate question.
Wow.
I am fascinated by dates. Number nine.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Today's 7-Eleven. I'm very excited.
I find social situations difficult.
All right. Look, can we just...
I tend to notice details that others do not. I'd rather go to a library than to a party. I find myself drawn more strongly to things than to people.
Of course, because things are awesome.
Bean, we'll stop if you'll admit you have it.
I don't have it, but it's ridiculous to keep going. We're out of time.
I tend to have very strong interests, which I get upset about if I can't pursue. When I talk, it isn't always easy for others to get a word in edgewise.
Says Ralph, who does the showbiz beat.
I am fascinated by numbers. I notice patterns in things all the time.
Okay, look.
I get upset if my daily routine is disturbed.
Oh.
I am very good at remembering phone numbers.
We gotta go. We're really
just
out of time
it.
Now.
It is difficult for me to tell if someone listening to me is getting bored.
Oh, dear God, yes.
People often tell me that I keep going on and on about the same thing.
That's enough.
I like to collect information about categories of things. Types of cars, birds, planes, etc. I don't enjoy meeting new people. Okay. I don't enjoy social situations.
I will admit...
I am not diplomatic.
I will admit that this quiz hits on some things that may be consistent with my life.
What percentage of those questions was your answer no? The answer, zero. Those were all yeses for you.
I think Ralph was picking and choosing the ones that he thought best made his point.
You want me to read the rest of the 50
Let's
questions?
Keep going. No, I don't. No, I don't. Going. Come on.
Let's keep going. Time to talk TMZ.com. All the celebrity news that's going on.
Gary Trock in the newsroom with us right now here on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock, like we do every Monday with TMZ. How are you, Gary? Good morning.
Hey, guys. I'm doing well. Thanks for asking.
Well, we're happy to have you on because, as always, TMZ is breaking stories left and right over the weekend. Amanda Bynes, who I think had the sweatiest mugshot of last year, is back in trouble. Refresh my memory and those listening to the show, Gary. What is Amanda famous for? What's her show that she was on?
I'm most famous to remember from All That. That was my show back on Nickelodeon back in the day.
Right.
She's like one of those Nickelodeon TV stars.
Yeah, she also had her own show, I think. The Amanda Bynes show or something.
Yeah, she did have Amanda Bynes show as well. But, you know, she has some issues driving. So this is going to be her fourth incident now. So first she was arrested for DUI earlier this year, or last year, you're right. And then on May 5th and May 27th of this year, she had hit-and-run reports filed against her. And now over the weekend, she rear-ended a lady and then took off without trading any insurance and had another police hit-and-run report filed against her.
And that is serious stuff. I mean, it's one thing to have a fender bender, but when you then leave the scene without exchanging information, I mean, that's a pretty serious thing that you could lose your license for, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's a criminal act. That is illegal, especially, you know, not only, and her big issue is, it's like she's a celebrity. People know who she is, and now she has this, like, reputation of, you know, she can't drive, she's having all these accidents, and so she rear-ends some lady, gets out of her car, the lady's bumper is, like, falling off, and Amanda just decides to try and push the bumper back on, say everything's fine, and take off.
That's how you usually fix stuff.
Yeah, of course. I'm surprised she didn't use any duct tape or anything.
I don't have anything to base this on other than conjecture, but seriously, it could be that if she's drunk, She doesn't want to get caught again being drunk.
I mean, it would make sense.
If she's leaving three scenes of an accident.
Definite theory. I mean, this woman said that the girl, quote, looked like a hot mess when she got out and didn't even recognize her at first. And then once they started talking, realized it was Amanda Bynes. And the lady said that when she went for her insurance card and said that, you know, this was a big deal, they needed to trade insurance, Amanda got very nervous and kept saying, no big deal, no damage done, and took off. So the lady stayed and called the cops.
As she should have. Now, what happens next? Do they issue a warrant for her arrest since they know it's her?
They're going to want to talk with her. I mean, it's going to be investigated, and then, you know, they'll have to see if charges are, you know, should be filed against her, and if they will be, you know, if it gets the case gets brought to the DA. But the cops are still investigating it as of now. They haven't spoken with her, but I have a feeling her lawyer will be calling them shortly.
Yeah,
Gary, every single week I feel like when we talk to TMZ, we ask this question. Why don't stars just get a driver? I mean, Amanda has to have Disney residual checks coming in. Just get somebody to drive you around if you have having four incidents in a year, right?
We ask this question. I don't get it. It's like, even like, you know, normal people, when you're out driving and it's like, you just, you know, you've had a couple drinks or you've had some issues, you have your friends drive. And
right.
It's not a big deal.
Absolutely.
Like,
right.
Have a driver. It's these stars love driving these cars, apparently. Her and Lindsay Lohan, they all need to go to a class where we can just hook them up with drivers.
But they definitely need to carpool.
But the thing you guys aren't considering is she can just get out and fix the car with her hands.
Yeah, oh, that's right. She has these magical car fixing hands,
so,
of course.
We are on the line with Gary Kroc from TMZ.com. Let's change our attention to something a little bit more serious, which is Ellen Page. Now, I don't know who would be stupid enough to make a death threat on a public forum like Twitter and not expect to be caught, but tell us about that.
Yeah, this is the thing. Is a lot of people, I think they realize when they're doing crazy stuff on Twitter and Facebook, like, you know, they're in their home with the lights, you know, out and the curtains drawn, but they don't realize that stuff, like, is very public and it's taken very seriously. But there is some psycho that's been making death threats against Ellen Page over Twitter, and now it's being investigated by police. It's very serious. They actually had to send a search warrant to Twitter.
Wow.
to kind of get a hold of these tweets, and they were even, you know, they were tweeting stuff such as, you know, quote, I'm going to murder Ellen Page, she's dead, and you know, talking about her dating Alexander Skarsgård and just very horrible stuff. And it even got so bad that this person or you know, if they're working with somebody else, but there was a call made to the LA Film Festival back in June because they were premiering one of Ellen's new movies, To Rome with Love, and this person claimed that they were going to come to the festival and kill Page.
Wow.
So this is serious, like, issues right now. You know, obviously, she's, you know, is famous, can afford security. I'm sure she's taking the right measures she needs, but authorities are very, very much so involved, and they're taking it very seriously. So hopefully this person is fleshed out soon and taken care of, because that is a scary thing to deal with.
Of course. Now, some of these internet sites won't give up information, even to assist authorities. They say, nope, we're not going to, you know, we're not going to drop a dime on our user. How about Twitter? Are they cooperating?
I've heard that, from what I've heard, is Twitter, it does cooperate with stuff like this, because especially with celebrities, is there, you know, there's a big, you know, fear of people doing stuff to celebrities, and if they're broadcasting it over Twitter, I mean,
right.
I don't think that they can ignore those. And from what I've heard in the past with threats over Twitter, is that the company, you know, when a subpoena or a search warrant is sent to them, they do, you know, work with authorities.
Look, you're an authority, Gary, there in the newsroom on celebrities. Aren't there a million celebrities that should be killed before Ellen Page?
I would think,
I mean,
so,
she's
yeah.
awesome, right? Like, who would want to hurt little Ellen Page?
That's the whole thing. It's like, yeah, usually it's like, oh, these threats, I can understand, you know, when they're made against celebrities that kind of have their name out in the news a lot, just because these kind of, like, psychotic people kind of glob onto them and,
right.
you know, use their name. But someone like Ellen Page is a very private person. She's not, you know, she's not out there, you know, at the clubs every night. We don't see her, you know, hanging out with Michael Lohan and doing crazy stuff. So I don't know why she would be a target for somebody.
Exactly. All right, real quick in our final minute, because we have been tracking the Octomom's evolution toward a full-time porn career, because we all know that's where it's headed. She keeps claiming, I'm not going to do porn, then she does a masturbation video. Now what's she doing? She's literally selling her time now, right?
It is. I don't know how this is different from being a prostitute, but she is literally on a site. It's called whatsyourprice.com, and you pay to hang out with her. And it's $500 a pop, and apparently people are interested in it, and people
really?
Are hitting her up.
Who
and
would want to hang out with her?
I don't know. I have no clue. I mean, I know caseworkers and social workers usually want to get a hold of her for the kids. I don't know why people would actually want to pay to hang out with her.
That's
but yeah,
crazy.
This is the thing. Is like, she was supposedly making good money doing the porn stuff, and she was off the welfare, and everyone said great. And now she's hitting everybody up for money again. She started like an online fund where she's trying to get money, and now she's literally selling her time to
And by the way, she says on this profile, and I'm sure you saw this, Gary, that she's been celibate for 20 years or whatever it is. She says she literally has not had sex since her first kid was born. So it's not like she's advertising that she's going to have sex with you. You have
totally
to spend time
not.
With her and not have sex with her.
I know. So these people, they should sign up to get psychological exams.
No
if
kidding.
They're donating any money to her.
It's crazy.
Well, you can see all these stories on the entertainment website at recordtmz.com and check your local listings for all the TMZ TV shows and take the TMZ tour when in Hollywood. Gary Trock, thanks so much for joining us on the Kevin Bean Show today, man. We enjoyed talking to you.
No problem. You guys take care.
This Green Day show at Echoplex, people are going crazy for these tickets.
Echoplex,
they go on sale
Echoplex.
In a little over an hour. You can get the details right now at krock.com. Kind of a surprise show, just announced via Billy Joe Armstrong on Twitter over the weekend. And congratulations to Eddie Huerta from Los Angeles. Just won some tickets. We got more for you coming up next hour.
Time for the Showbiz Beat. Here's Ralph.
It's Monday. That means the top 10 movies at the box office is the first thing we talk about. The Dark Knight Rises, $36.4 million, made it number one. Yet again, 3 weeks in a row, Dark Knight takes the number one spot. Total Recall was considered the film that could possibly topple The Dark Knight, but in terms of expectations, a bit of a disappointment for Total Recall. $26 million made it number two.
I'm surprised by that too, Ralph, because classic science fiction movie, tremendous press, Colin Farrell, great actor,
yeah.
Two of the hottest chicks in Hollywood in the film. The trailer was great. It really looked like it had everything lined up for it.
Yes, I don't know why people didn't go, except maybe they knew Kevin was going to go.
How dare you?
That's what
afraid to sit behind my head.
Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Dog Days, and its debut made $14.7 million. That was good enough to make it number three this week. Ice Age 4, Continental Drift, The Watch, that's your top five. Then Ted came in at number six with $5.5 million, pushing it over the $200 million mark domestically. Proud to see that for Seth and the gang. Step Up Revolution was seventh. The Amazing Spider-Man, Brave, and Magic Mike rounding out your top 10 at the box office. Congratulations to Natalie Portman and Benjamin Millepied. Got married over the weekend in Big Sur, California.
Sounded like you knew how to say that.
I'm just making it up, man.
All right.
I said if I put a slapping accent on it, maybe they won't notice I don't know how to pronounce his last name. Clint Eastwood endorsed Mitt Romney Friday. Celebrities now are starting to come out in support of their candidates for the upcoming November presidential election. It was at a fundraiser in Sun Valley, Idaho, and Clint said to the crowd that had gathered, "The country needs a boost." All right.
Is it halftime?
It's halftime in America, apparently.
Did he kick the kids off his lawn, too, while he was at it?
Mitt Romney thanked Clint by getting up immediately afterwards and saying, "He just made my day."
Oh.
Can we put Mitt Romney in the file?
Way to throw that away.
Very timely.
Yeah.
Look, we expect that from Arnold Schwarzenegger. We don't expect that from any other politician.
He said he would be unforgiven for the commercial he made for Obama during the Super Bowl.
Let's not. Wow.
But he.
These are just.
Thinks that he likes. To drive a Gran Torino sometime.
You're not going in the final for that. You're trying too hard.
No, I was just saying what Mitt would say if he could. Oh. Macaulay Culkin has been the subject of rumors, primarily being published by the National Enquirer, saying that he's a heroin addict.
Oh. Amazing.
Hardcore heroin addict. That if he doesn't clean up his act, could be dead in 6 months due to his addiction.
Wow.
Now, Macaulay Culkin's representatives are denying any allegations of drug use. Specifically to the Huffington Post, saying the report is not only categorically without merit, but also impossibly and ridiculously fictitious. Now I know it's true. however, the Enquirer has come back and said they are 100% standing behind their story.
The Enquirer doesn't lose much, by the way.
They rarely do. They've gotten slapped with some pretty big lawsuits that taught them how important it is to have some facts behind their stories.
Yep.
So,
I know it's got a bad name, but they're right most of the time.
Most publications now really don't take many chances because stars are so litigious and they're tired of losing money. They claim, among other things, that Culkin spends up to $6,000 per month on drugs like heroin and oxycodone.
$6,000 a month?
Yeah. So, well, I guess we'll have to find out one way or the other whether they're right. I hope it's not the worst possible way you could find out. No. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. I did not... realize this. I apologize. Dave, the King of Mexico, who puts my list together of birthdays, he apologizes. We didn't realize, but we have been schooled now, people.
Uh-oh, who's upset? About what?
Model Marissa Miller celebrates her birthday today. She is 34 years old.
Yes.
I want her to be our regular NFL correspondent during the season this year.
She does like football.
Remember, she loves the football so much. Wouldn't she be a nice addition to the Kevin and Bean Show? Maybe she can do traffic, too.
Yeah. Couldn't see that coming.
Nope. That's fresh as today's headlines, isn't
sure
it, Lisa?
Is.
That never gets
what?
Old.
What? Why did you put I do traffic?
Anybody but me?
Disgust in Lisa's voice.
Anybody but me watch the Hall of Fame game last night?
Nope.
Just you.
All right. It was not where it was on.
Suck it. What are you watching? Trampoline over there at the freaking Olympics? You communist?
Dong dong. Dong dong.
Whatever with dong dong.
Galaxy.
Oh, for God's sake, get out of my country. Get out of my effing country. There was NFL football last night, and you were watching soccer.
Actually, I was watching Seattle play. The Galaxy didn't really play very well. So. No, I did not even know it was on.
America yawned.
Yes. I watched True Blood, and I watched Breaking
Bad. And it was preseason,
Bad.
And it was the Hall of Fame game, and it was still the highlight of my weekend, watching professional football being played again.
I am already getting excited to see the promos that they're starting to run for the NFL games and stuff. A Giants game they're promoting now and some of the others. It does look like fun.
I'm shocked, Kevin, because it was Cardinals versus Saints last night. That was the game at the Hall of Fame game.
I only got so much
time,
man.
You got to see Kevin Cobb being crippled within the first three plays of the, of the game. Yeah, he went down with what they're calling a rib contusion, serious midsection injury. So it looks like Skelton may be your boy for the rest of the season.
Oh, he's terrible. See,
so.
I can play quarterback that good.
Today's the rest of today's celebrity birthdays. Travis McCoy of Gym Class Heroes is 31 years old. Josh Schwartz, who gave us the OC and Gossip Girl, turns 36. Melissa George of Alias and Grey's Anatomy is 36 as well, as is Soleil Moon Frye. Probably know her best as Punky Brewster. Jason O'Mara, very talented actor from Terra Nova and Life on Mars, is 40, as is Jeri Halliwell, one of the Spice Girls. She was Ginger Spice. And M. Night Shyamalan is 42 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
All right. We have tickets for you for the Honda Civic Tour. If you'd like to go, give us a call at 1-800-520-1067. We are playing the hardest game in the world, part two, Electric Boogaloo.
Uh-oh.
And I forget the rest of the title. It's very long.
This time it's personal.
1-800-520-1067.
We are hooking you up with the rock shows today. We got more tickets for Green Day at the Echoplex tonight. Right now, we want to hook you up with Linkin Park and Incubus together. They are doing this Honda Civic Tour. By the way, how's that for a fantastic double bill of two bands who are great live?
Fantastic.
How about that? All week long on K-Rock, we're giving away these tickets to see them September 8th at the Home Depot Center. And then you go into the drawing Friday morning, as you will, by the way, when you win these tickets right now, for Road Trip USA 2012, stop number 6, which is to see the bands in San Francisco. So 1-800-520-1067. This is not an easy game. In fact, this is the hardest game in the world, part two.
It's the hardest game in the world, too. The revenge of the game, Die Harder Electric Boogaloo. If you thought words were hard, wait till you try music. This time, it's personal.
Why is it personal, announcer man?
Because... What the hell?
Sorry.
What the hell's going on with my voice?
I don't know. But it's, you sound like you have more balls than normal. I'd go with it.
Yeah, this is good. I like this. It's more echo. For some reason, I'm pitched way, way down.
Could you say for me, just as a personal favor, could you say, I am your father?
Luke, I am your father.
Nice.
That's great. That's fantastic.
Together,
all right, so
we will rule the universe as father and son.
Now say, this is CNN.
This is CNN.
Nice.
Boy, there sure is a lot of echo. Beer Mug, any way you can help with that at all?
Yeah,
or are we out of luck? Because I do see you just standing there. All right, Mr. Announcer Man. Why is this the hardest game of the world, part two, even harder than part one?
Because instead of taking the... Oh, I can't get used to this.
He's coming in, but go ahead.
Because of the... Just the titles of songs being played backwards.
Right.
We will play actual pieces of songs backwards. And that will be harder.
So we're going to play the music backwards, not just somebody saying the title of the
band. My point, exactly. Not as well put as you did, but that's what
of course
I was getting at.
Kevin is famous for making things
that's
succinct.
Right.
All right, here's the thing. All Linkin Park the songs this time around. Just Linkin Park songs. So that is the hint right there. We're going to play a Linkin Park song for you backwards. We can only play it once, and then you tell us what the title is. And if you are right, you go into the drawing, and Lisa decides who gets to win the tickets for the Honda Civic Tour. Who's our first contestant, Mr. Announcer Man?
First up is... Hey, there I am.
Hey.
First up is Alicia. She is an accounting coordinator.
Hey, Alicia.
Hi.
Are you ready for the hardest game, too?
I guess so. Let's do
it's a Linkin Park song backwards. You just have to tell us the title of it.
Oh, yeah,
What say you, Alicia?
I'm sorry?
What's your
answer?
Song is that?
Crawling.
Crawling.
Yes!
Wow, nicely done.
Well done, Alicia!
You hold on?
I would not have predicted that she would get that with that silence on the end. Well done. Who's next, Mr. Announcer Man?
Next up is Dave. He's a probation officer. We usually only talk to one of them when they're looking for Kevin.
How dare you? Hi, Dave.
Hey, Kevin.
You ready for your song?
You missed another appointment, Kevin.
You ready to for your song?
Yes.
All right, now we can't play him twice like we did before. Only one time. Here you go.
Wow, is that annoying.
That is hard.
Breaking the Habit.
Ooh, so sorry. Just waiting for the end. But it was backwards.
They do sound a lot like alike backwards and forwards, though, don't they?
I think some of them do, yeah.
Yeah. Mr. Announcer Man, who's next?
Next up is Henry. He works for Rosetta Stone. Welcome. Bienvenue. Willkommen.
Hey, Henry. Can you hear us? This is
wow,
the worst phone connection ever.
Good.
All right, we're going to try it. We're going to try it. Good luck. Here's your song. I wonder if they could play them like that. That'd be cool.
Be awesome. What do you think there, Henry? We need it in four languages, please.
I can only do it in one. Is that numb?
Oh, I'm
it is not numb.
Sorry. Sorry, dude.
Oh, Jesus, I'm an idiot.
No, you're not. It's hard.
It is the hardest game in the world, part two. Thanks for playing. So far, Alicia is the only one in the drawing for the tickets, but Mr. Announcer Man, you have a good feeling about our next contestant?
I do. His name is Chuck, and he's a mechanic, which, as you know, is mob speak for hired killer.
Hey, Chuck.
How you guys doing?
Very good, thank you. Here's your song backwards. Chester is possessed by the devil.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, what song is that?
I'm going to say One Step Closer.
That's right. Nicely done.
By the way, thank you, Chuck. Please hold on. Am I wrong when I say that One Step Closer backwards sounds exactly like any Skrillex song forwards?
Yes, you're wrong.
Next up is Ian. He's a pharmacy sales rep. Hey, can you get us some of that good stuff?
Yes, he can. All right, Ian, you ready?
Just give us the samples,
I'm
man.
Ready.
Seriously.
Not as easy.
This game is not easy, Mr. Announcer Man.
It's the hardest game in the world, too.
What do you think there, Ian?
I'll say One Step Closer.
Sorry, dude. Thank you.
That was literally the worst possible guess that he could have made because it was the winning song the time before. The caller before him had One Step Closer. All right, we do have time for one more, Mr. Announcer Man.
Let's go to Alan. He's in advertising.
Hey, Alan.
What's up, guys?
You ready for your song backwards?
Sure am.
Here it comes. Wow.
That is horrible. I have zero clue. In the end?
Oh, I'm sorry. That was a difficult one. That didn't sound anything like it backwards, I don't think.
That was Burn It Down is what we're looking for. All right, thank you for playing, though. Alicia and Chuck are both in the drawing. Only one can win. We're talking about tickets for September 8th at the Home Depot Center, Lincoln Park, and Incubus together, and you're in the drawing to see them in San Francisco. Lisa, who's our winner?
Our lucky winner's Alicia.
Alicia, yay! The first person. Congratulations, Alicia.
Yes?
You win.
I win?
Yeah.
Shut up.
You shut up.
Why don't you shut up? I don't have to shut up. You shut up.
That was the hardest game in the world, too. The revenge of the game, Die Harder, Electric Boogaloo. Coming next summer, the hardest game in the world, 3D.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. That's very low.
It's Monday.
Hey. It's the Kevin and Bean Show, 9:39. Time for the Showbiz Beat.
Before I get to Showbiz News, I have more passes to give away to the world premiere of a movie called Hit and Run.
Yay!
happening at the Regal LA Live next Tuesday, August the 14th. The movie will be in theaters everywhere Wednesday, August the 22nd. But if you call right now, 1-800-520-1067, and you're one of the first three callers to get through, you will get a pair of passes to attend the red carpet world premiere and see stars like Dax Shepard, Kristen Bell, Bradley Cooper, Tom Arnold, wow. Beau Bridges.
Will Glenda be there?
It's a story of a guy who has a questionable past who leaves the witness protection program ill-advisedly to deliver his fiancée to Los Angeles because they've won a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And while they leave witness protection, he runs into some friends from a previous life that he'd rather not meet up with again. Bad things happen. Dax Shepard wrote and directed this film. How he got Kristen Bell to star, I have no idea. He scored there. He just
They're a couple.
What the what?
They're a couple.
While we're talking about movies, let's take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office since it is a Monday morning. Night does it again. Dark Knight Rises, $36.4 million. Made it number one for the third weekend in a row. Total Recall was a distant second, $26 million. Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Dog Days, in its debut, made $14.7 million. That was good enough to put it at the number three slot. Ice Age 4, Continental Drift, starring your buddy Ray Romano, Kevin.
Yep.
Oh, I'm a mastodon. Oh, I'm hairy. I'm like an elephant, but I'm hairy. Oh.
Fourth on the list, The Watch is fifth. We're going to talk to Ray soon, aren't we?
We are.
He's coming on the show. I like him. Ted was sixth at the box office, $5.5 million. Made that so. Ted just passed the $200 million mark.
How about that?
Domestically. Congratulations to Seth MacFarlane and the
gang.
What's
he going to do next, if you know Ralph? Seth MacFarlane, does he have another live-action film in him that he wants
He's got another couple films that I think he's got ideas for. Ted was an idea he cooked up about, I don't know, I want to say 7 or 8 years ago. He wanted to make a series out of it, TV series. And it never happened. It kind of sat in a drawer, and he said, oh, maybe this could be a movie. So
he's $200 million movie.
He's got plenty of ideas. I bet there'll be a Ted 2 somewhere along the line. I'd like to see more prequel footage. I'd like to see more flashback footage in Ted 2, if that's possible. We can go back and explore the family dynamic of the young Mark Wahlberg and his mom and dad.
I'd rather see the story
see
as
what
it
happened.
Continues.
Well, no, we've seen what happened. We've seen what happened at 35. What happened in the years between 6 and 36?
Not so interesting.
What happened in that 30-year gap? What was the relationship like with his father? Did they spend a lot of time together? Do a lot of fishing trips? Did they go out? I think America wants to see more of the dad character from Ted.
I don't care.
I'm saying prequel rather than sequel may be the direction to go.
Ralph plays the dad in the movie Ted.
That has nothing to do with it. I'm just interested in the best story possible.
And what about how Ted and his human keeper, played by Mark Wahlberg as a child, what about their reaction to dad banging all those supermodels, like having a different hot chick over every single night to have sex with? What about how they react to that?
Dad starts cheating on mom with a series of Playboy bunnies.
Be a cool movie.
We didn't explore that aspect of the story.
That's true.
Step Up Revolution was 7th, The Amazing Spider-Man was 8th, Brave was 9th, and Magic Mike rounded out the top 10 at the box office this weekend. Amanda Bynes shouldn't drive.
No. Still? Again?
According to TMZ.com, she got into another little skirmish with her car and Toyota Corolla in Southern California this weekend. She rear-ended a woman driving a Toyota Corolla.
That's so hot.
Got out of the car and started to pick the bumper up and try to put it back on the car. Saying, oh, no harm, no foul. Look, it goes right back on.
Does she
think
it's Velcroed on?
Clang. No, look, I'll get it this time. Clang. To which the woman said, okay, let's exchange our insurance information. We should get the authorities involved in this. And that's when Amanda decided it was time to take a drive. Hop behind the wheel of her car and took off. How do we know it was Amanda Bynes? Well, as the woman told police, she looked like a hot mess. Well, that's got to be Amanda
Bynes.
That's
her.
We've seen her mugshot. Craziness. Is Case Stew mixing it up with other fellas besides the director of her Snow White movie?
How is she getting anyone?
Well, she's so dynamic, Kevin. All right, her looks aren't great, but her personality. She's so winning.
You want to spend time with somebody that brings that much joy into the world.
That's for sure.
Whore.
Since her breakup with Robert Pattinson, her Twilight co-star, she has been staying with a friend who is a producer named Giovanni Agnelli. Now, R. Pattinson is apparently accusing her of cheating with this fellow as well. She claims they're just friends. Friends who bump uglies. So that may do more, even more damage to their relationship. And are you guys familiar with the Fresh Beat Band?
No.
No.
Well, you don't have kids then. The Fresh Beat Band, it was a smash hit show on Nickelodeon. The kids love the Fresh Beat Band. It's like a rock band for tiny ones.
I got a clip if you want to hear.
Yeah, I'd love to hear some of the Fresh Beat Band.
Kids like that?
Yeah, they love that. Some hot chicks in that Fresh Beat Band, too.
Is that right?
Yeah. For you fathers out there who are wondering what to watch with the kids, you might want to settle down and relax and watch the Fresh Beat Band a little bit. That redheaded drummer, she's all right. The band is supposed to go out on tour, but the members will not show up for rehearsals.
Why?
Because they would like to get twice their weekly salary, please. Oh. It's now about $5,000 a week. The members of the band are holding out for double their current salary, or else they decided they're not going to fill those stadiums full of pants-wetting five-year-olds who want to hear them sing I'm a Rock Star.
Ralph, you know you're doing a story about the Fresh Beat Band?
I am.
Okay, I'm just checking.
You'd be surprised. Look, just think One Direction when I say Fresh Beat Band, but for little children.
All right.
Do you think the hot redhead drummer would like to get in movies? Because I hear they're casting for Ted 2.
Ted 2, the prequel,
yeah,
yes.
That's right.
Nickelodeon, by the way, is making millions of dollars off of this show and this band and their recordings and their tours, so they're just one little taste. You can't blame them.
Sure.
And Ellen Page is asking for the help of the Los Angeles Police Department. She has got a creepy Twitter death threat sender.
That seems bad.
This is bad. She's getting multiple death threats via Twitter. One tweet read, I'm going to murder Ellen Page. She's dead. Well, look, there's a lot of ways you can take that.
Nope.
Maybe this person doesn't really threaten you. Maybe she's... Ellen Page just... kills it in that movie. Maybe that's what she meant. She just... No, you can't really read anything else to that. Another tweet says, Ellen Page, if you continue to date Alexander Skarsgård, I will kill you. K1LL. That's serious when they start using numbers.
Oh, they're using numbers. That's code. How do we figure it out?
I think that's some
how do
sort
we break
of
that?
Lame attempt to avoid prosecution. I didn't say I was going to kill her. I said I was going to K1LL her. It's very different. I will kill you in public in the next year, be it in a club, at a game, in a restaurant, or when you're signing autographs.
Wow.
Jeez.
Do we think that this is a woman who's obsessed with Skarsgård? Is that what we're
I'm assuming. Yeah. That's a true blood fan there for you, right there.
I'm going to punch you right in the head.
What? It's a true blood fan. That's what I was saying. And VH1 has announced some of their new TV shows. VH1 and MTV went to the Hollywood Press Critics and announced new shows coming up for the two cable networks. MTV, of course, will be rolling out their sixth season of The Jersey Shore on October the 4th. Mark your calendars. And they've already picked up a second season of the Jersey Shore spinoff, Snooki and JWoww, as well. Has that show even been on the air yet?
I don't know.
I don't believe it has. If it has, it's been under my radar. But regardless, we're going to get at least a second season of that.
And it sounded terrible, everything we heard about it, right?
Yes.
With her, they're not drinking and whatnot. It didn't sound like much fun at all.
Right. Other shows, VH1 will be featuring the Grand River Singers Project, about a choir of young adults. This is probably a rip-off of that BBC show that was a smash hit called Teeth. No.
Called that, I don't think it was Teeth.
It was some British show about a guy who goes around forming choirs out of particularly poor neighborhoods, gives the kids something to do and gets them together and they sing. And it was a smash hit on BBC America here in the States and also in the UK. So I'm guessing this is a similar project.
It's the host describing it.
Actually, fun enough, I was talking to the Queen about it on Thursday.
And Black Ink, which is a show about a black tattoo parlor.
Really?
Yes.
Black Ink.
Can't see them. Can't see the tattoos. Just saying.
Black Ink. Depends on the canvas.
I guess it does. Today's celebrity birthdays. Randy DeBarge of DeBarge is 54 years old tonight. M. Night Shyamalan turns 42. Jerry Halliwell, she was Ginger Spice of the Spice Girls, is 40 years old. Jason O'Mara, Life on Mars fame, also in Terra Nova. 40 years old today. Soleil Moon Frye, Punky Brewster. I'll never forgive her for that breast reduction, I'll tell you that much. She's 36 years old. Melissa George from Alias and Grey's Anatomy, also 36. OC, and Gossip Girl creator Josh Schwartz celebrates his 36th birthday as well. Travis McCoy of Gym Class Heroes is 31, and model Marissa Miller celebrates her 34th birthday today. I am Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Tickets for Green Day tonight.
What? What?
Yay!
Tonight.
What?
At Echoplex, go on sale in 10 minutes. Tickets for that show go on sale in 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
Why are you echoing?
The Echoplex.
We have a pair now if you'd like to win them first. 1-800-520-1067 is the number. We'll take caller 20. Only call if you can go tonight. Enjoy Green Day. Good luck. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. CougarLife.com is for those of you, the younger guys that are looking for older women. We are going to introduce you to them. We also have Mark Spitz on the program tomorrow, who was a legend in the swimming world at the Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
He was at one time thought to be the greatest swimmer in American Olympic history.
But we can tell him that's no longer true,
there's
right?
A new gentleman, apparently, who has taken over that position.
We also have Honda Civic Tour tickets, and Ralph begins his fencing career.
Ah, yes! I will parry and thrust! I will thrust and parry! Are you going to be in the 2016 Games in Rio? Is that your goal, is to make the Olympic team for Brazil?
They say I've got what it takes.
No
the
one
says
that. The fencers.
No fencer has seen
the
you.
The fencers.
All right. Well, we'll talk to Tim tomorrow.
A guy named Steve Fencer lives next door to me. The whole family.
Those are real sounds from actual fencing.
How great does that sport sound? Anything that makes you make that noise has to be a great sport.
So that's all tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin.